about identity. It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.
At the truth, AM 1320.
It's a series of truths.
1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Lou Milliano. For hours, a man with a gun has been holding hostage two girls inside Platte Canyon High School in Bailey, Colorado, southwest of Denver. And a short time ago, someone came out on a gurney. No word on who it was. Then there was a report the gunman himself was taken into custody. Still waiting for confirmation. County spokeswoman Jackie Kelly says it's been a frustrating several hours for hundreds of parents, not to mention police who remember Columbine all too well.
There's no question that there are people here today that were at Columbine. Right now, the scenario is quite different.
Hundreds of students have been evacuated, parents scrambling to track down their kids. Flamboyant Dallas Cowboys receiver Terrell Owens is denying a police report that he attempted suicide, tried to harm himself, taking a fistful of prescription painkillers before being rushed to a Dallas hospital last night.
I went home yesterday after I left the facility, and I took a couple pain pills, and then I had some treatment. I had a physician over treating my hand, and I think after that I was just kind of groggy a little bit, and I kind of took some extra pills with my supplements.
But in no way, he said, was he trying to kill himself. And maybe to prove it, he was out catching passes this afternoon and proclaimed himself very capable of going out there and playing on Sunday, despite whatever happened last night, in spite of a broken hand last month. Big meeting this evening between two leaders who have had no reservations over the past few days, detailing what's wrong with the other guy. The presidents of Pakistan and Afghanistan breaking bread with President Bush this evening for a summit on the war on terror. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
President Bush says he was only joking when he promised to check for body language at the meeting, but there is an element of truth as he tries to mediate between the often feuding leaders of Pakistan and Afghanistan. Now there's new urgency to the diplomacy because of the upsurge in Taliban violence in Afghanistan. Many experts say the Taliban have found safe haven in Pakistan. With 20,000 U.S. troops in deeply troubled Afghanistan, this meeting carries high stakes for President Bush.
A new poll of Iraqis has been released. Dr. Steve Kull is the director of the Program on International Policy Attitudes at the University of Maryland.
Probably the most significant finding from the point of view of the United States is that 7 in 10 Iraqis now want U.S.-led forces out of Iraq within the year.
But there's more. Kull says for a majority of Iraqis, killing Americans is okay.
Probably the most disturbing finding of the study is that approval of attacks on U.S.-led forces has increased from 47% in January to 61% today.
Yesterday, we told you the man who co-wrote this song was dead. Truth be told, Paul Vance is alive and well. It was Paul Valkenburg who died, a guy who told everyone, including his wife apparently, it was he who wrote the 1960s hit. And when he died, she told the Associated Press about his claim to fame. Our apologies to Paul Vance. Final bell's been sounded. The Dow closed and jumped up just under 20 points. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar emergency, this is Ryan.
Yes, ma'am, my wife, she started having a seizure, please.
So let me get emergency services online.
Christina.
Every month, OnStar offers help in thousands of emergencies.
This is Ryan with OnStar. I have a customer saying his wife just had a seizure on U.S. Highway 283.
What's happening?
Hurry, please! Christina, are you okay? Can you hear me? Can you see me? I love you. Are you okay?
Sir, try to stay calm. How old is she?
33 years old.
Okay, sir, we'll get help out here.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
You're pulling up in front of the truck right now.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
New developments out of Denver, where two hostages were being held by a man with a gun. Let's go live now to Lee Frank in Denver. We're in Bailey, Colorado, for all the details. Lee?
It's over, is what a sheriff's spokeswoman tells me. Nearly 4 hours after a gunman burst into the school, took six people hostage. He released four of them shortly after officers arrived on the scene. Two girls who were held hostage are now being examined. One person was taken away from the scene on a helicopter stretcher, but it's over, the hostage crisis at Platte Canyon High School in Bailey, Colorado. Lou?
Thanks, Lee. Lee Frank reporting to us from Bailey, Colorado. California fire authorities are recommending that residents in four mountain towns clear out. A stubborn wildfire north of Los Angeles is being fanned by erratic winds and challenging nearly 4,000 firefighters with aircraft and bulldozers. I'm Lou Maligano, CBS News.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
Five minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. I just want to remind you that we are archived. Enid Live is archived at whiterosesociety.org. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. Guests on Friday, if you picked up your Sacramento Bee today, practically the whole food section was populated by our beloved Beva. She's going to be with us in the studio on Friday. She has a brand new book out about Italy and all of her favorite recipes from the splendid cities. It's called Beva's Italy. And in a couple of weeks, Elaine Petrocelli is going to make an encore appearance with us. She is the proprietor of Book Passage in Corte Madera. It's one of the finest independent bookstores in the country. And when she was with us during summer, we did summer books, and now I think it's time for us to do fall books and what we can be, quote, leafing through, as our Charlie Weiss put it, which I thought was pretty funny, for good fall reads. And she was so popular that many of you called and wanted to know some of the titles that she recommended and so on. I thought it would be fun to have her back. So she's going to be joining us in a couple of weeks. I also want to call your attention to the fact that the Morning Retort, when the boys get back on October the 10th, Dr. Helen Caldicott will be their guest. She is a Nobel Peace Prize-winning environmental and anti-nuclear activist, and she will be joining them on October the 10th, Tuesday, in the 8 o'clock hour. In the meantime, I got this pitch from Dan Walters, so I want to share it with you. This is from the Congregation Beth Shalom. They have every year their Jewish food fair. This is the 29th annual. It's going to be from 9 to 3 p.m. Sunday, October the 8th. You're going to find everything in the world made with matzah, granola, matzah kugel, matzah candy, matzah brei, matzah ball soup, and all kinds of wonderful, blintzes and all that other good stuff. And if you bring a canned food donation, which will go to the Sierra Arden Food Closet, it'll only cost you $2 to get in, $3 without a donation, and there's going to be music, and the Sacramento Banjo Band will be there, and all of that will happen, and that's Sunday, October the 8th, 9A to 3P, at Congregation Beth Shalom. That's 4746 El Camino Avenue in Carmichael. So that's going on. Okay, we've done all of our good deeds for the day and letting you know about various happenings around. And now the happening you should know about is that I am yours until 7 o'clock, and you can join the conversation by calling 349-1320 or 866-620-61320. All calls to Enid Live are always toll-free, and what we are hoping for today is a Terrell Owens free zone, but I don't know if we're going to make it. I can't believe it. It doesn't matter what show you're listening to. It's all Terrell all the time, I guess, because there was an attempted, what was alleged to be an attempt an alleged suicide attempt. He's denying it, of course. And so this is, it's like what Newsweek did. Newsweek, in the international editions, we've been talking about this, the international editions of Newsweek said Afghanistan lost. You know, we lost Afghanistan. But in the domestic issue, the U.S. edition of Newsweek, it's Andy Leibovitz, who is the celebrity photographer, rock and roll photographer, Vanity Fair, Rolling Stone, you name it, all the big publications use Andy Leibovitz. And it's her life and times in her photos. Because you know what? We don't want to know. We know and we don't know. And we don't want to know and we don't want to know that we don't know. So we're hoping for a Terrell Owens free zone today. But if he actually finally jumps off the bridge, we'll be the first to let you know that that has occurred. I'm trying not to be too flip about this, but it really tells us what the priorities are and what news outlets think we want to hear about, and probably they're right. 349-1320, you might want to comment on that. 866-620-61320. Here it is in the Sacramento News and Review. Their editorial is that Doolittle's got to go. He's got to be defeated. They are endorsing Charlie Brown. Like many of us, we are all in favor of Charlie Brown. We're hoping for a Charlie Brown victory here. We think he has a really good chance. I want to direct you to charliebrownforcongress.org, and you can make a contribution of either your time or, write a check. Give him some money. If you have a spare $5 or $10 or 20 or whatever you can donate, they can use it. Well, the latest plot twist every day in this ongoing saga, this sort of sad saga, but it gets juicier every day, of the arena. Here is a new development in the arena. First of all, the new development is that political organizations and leaders representing the broad political spectrum in the greater Sacramento area have come together. And this is an incredible grouping of people, and these are all people who are anti the new arena. You have the people from the Democratic Central Committee. You have a former state Republican leader. You have somebody from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. You have somebody from the Green Party of Sacramento. Somebody from Sacramento Young County Young Republicans. You have somebody from the Town and Country Democratic Club. You have a representative from Young Democrats, representative from City Taxpayer Rights League, another from Sacramento County Taxpayers League, somebody from the Libertarian Party, somebody from the American Independent Party, someone from the Republicans of River City, and Women's Democrats of Sacramento. And a lot of people have come together here. This is a broad spectrum, political spectrum, and they are announcing or have announced their opposition to the arena tax. So all these groups are anti the arena tax. It's a sales tax that people who will never have a prayer about ever attending an event at the arena are expected to pick up. If you look at the B today, I counted all the letters. There were all of the letters to the editor had to do with the arena. And I could only count two pro arena, maybe two or three, and the rest, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eight no's and a couple of yeses. So the sentiment, at least in terms of the B's editorial pages, letters to the editor are running no. We don't want this arena. And the B's angle on the story today is businesses that might might lose out if there is no new arena. Here's a guy who has a limo service and an executive, airline service, and he ferries people around to arena games or Kings games. And he said, if they go, I'm going to have to go with them. I'd have to start from scratch, but he said, I would go. His company, This limo company illustrates how Sacramento's NBA franchise stokes the region's hospitality industry, the hotels, restaurants, bars, transportation services that profit from having about 50 basketball games each year that draw about 18,000 people to one spot. Well, I don't know. You know, you can make a case there are some businesses that benefit from having this arena, and I think there are many of us who would not benefit from having this arena. So here is a limo operator, and he's got a fleet of stretch Hummers and two 50-passenger buses and two land yachts, which are 24-passenger limousine buses with leather couches and wet bars and state-of-the-art flat panel TV, and prices run from $45 an hour for a town car to $225 an hour for a land yacht. And if there are away games, this limo operator has a owns part of an 8-passenger Citation jet that regularly flies Kings fans to the away games, and the round trip, for example, to Seattle was $5,000, including tickets, so you have to be fairly well-heeled to do that. But is this enough reason? Is this enough reason for us to be held hostage, that there are a few businesses that do benefit from the Kings being here? And so that was the Bee's angle today on this ongoing saga of the arena, a very hastily cobbled together deal that changes every single day, and every single day there's a new development, and more groups, it seems to me, are coming out against it. So if you have any thoughts about the arena, any new thoughts about the arena, I'd like to hear from you. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So far, I see no good reason for us to pay for it. If private monies want to pay for a new arena, gee, that's great. We're all for that. Front page of the Bee today. Headline, Angelides losing ground. Well, if you've been listening to Enid Live, we've been noticing that he's been missing in action for quite a while, long before you saw it in any kind of mainstream publication. Not that you needed to exactly be a detective to figure it out. It's just suddenly I woke up and I said, gee, where's Phil? Who's your daddy? Where's Phil? Where is he? Well, here it is. There is some new polling out, and it's not very favorable to Phil. He has dropped substantially, and let me give you some of the... In the Chronicle today, they're saying that the governor's lead, Schwartz's lead, has widened in a new pair of polls, and I will share that with you as we continue. CT in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, CT.
Morning, how are you?
Good. It's not morning, though, I think. Somehow we moved on from the... It used to be morning a few hours ago.
No, it's morning somewhere in the world.
Probably.
Yes. Anyway, the reason I was calling is I know you were listening to a lot of the organizations that were opposed to the arena, and one of the early ones on board was Peace and Freedom Party. I didn't hear it mentioned, and I was kind of curious... since the Central Committee took a position against it, and on both R&Q and also, you know, the candidates.
So you're saying the Peace and Freedom Party has been against the arena, and are they on this? I don't immediately see them on this list, but this might not be a complete list.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. They did take a position a long time ago.
And so they're anti the arena?
Yeah, both
okay.
Q and R.
If you were looking into the tea leaves, is this thing going to pass?
I don't think it will. It's kind of close, but I don't think it's going to make it because there's just too much deception, and the sales tax itself is so regressive that it really hurts poor people and working people more than it does those with any kind of amount of money.
Well, I agree with you, and I kind of think it's not going to make it either, but you never can tell, so I think we have to keep talking about it.
Exactly.
CT, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So here it is. Phil is dropping farther and farther behind Arnold. The two new statewide polls show that Schwartz is widening his lead over Phil with just 6 weeks to go before the election. Dominating the news in recent weeks with splashy bill signing ceremonies and celebrity news events. Most recently, did you see the front page picture of Schwartz with the Dalai Lama? Do you know what the Dalai Lama's theme song is by any chance? I'll sing it to you. Hello, Dalai. Well, hello. Never mind. Anyway, so here he is on the front page with the Dalai Lama, getting a celestial blessing, presumably. The latest field poll shows Schwartz leading Phil 44% to 34%, so 10% among likely voters. It's a 2-point increase since July. A Public Policy Institute of California survey shows Schwartz leading Phil 48% to 31%. a four-point increase since August, 48% to 31%. And I'm doing quick math, but it looks to me like 17%. 17% with 6 weeks left to go before the election, and Phil has yet to completely consolidate his base. What does that tell us? Among those who disapprove of President Bush, Angelides is favored over Schwartzy by 16 points. 46% Phil, 30% Schwartzy. While most voters who approve of Bush overwhelmingly support the incumbent over the challenger, 80% Schwartzy, 5% Angelides. Schwartzy holds a 29-point lead over Angelides in the Central Valley and a 35-point lead in other Southern California in the other Southern California region. The race is close in the Democratic-leaning areas of San Francisco, of the Bay Area. Now, this is not a good sign. If it's close in a place like the Bay Area, this is not a good sign for Phil. 39% for both Phil and Schwartzy. And in L.A., 41% Schwartzy, 34% Phil. Schwartzy receives more support from men, well, we knew that, than women. 54% from men, 41% from women, while Phil has more support among women, 34% than men, 27%. There are also racial and ethnic differences, with whites supporting Schwartzy over Phil by more than a 2-to-1 margin, 56 to 25%, while Latinos favor Phil over Schwartzy by a 12-point margin, 42 to 30%. Support for Schwartzy is higher among homeowners than renters and increases with age and with income. Now, when we have been talking about Schwartzy's ties to the insurance industry, big ties, he's got people on staff who are formerly from the insurance business, who have met constantly with the insurance lobby and the insurance companies and representatives from the insurance companies, but have not met at all with consumers' interests, with groups that represent consumers, which I think tells you everything you need to know. And by the way, the insurance industry has contributed something like $4 million to Schwartzy's campaign. Meanwhile, lots of money is coming in from out of state, and a lot of it is going to Schwartzy. Big money. I think I saw one figure that said does he have $100 million already in his campaign coffers? The last time I looked, most of it came from developers. So when they try to turn it around on Phil and say his money was coming from Sikopoulos, I don't think much money has come from Sikopoulos in the actual gubernatorial race. I think there was a big load that came during the primary, but I don't think anything has been coming to him, at least nothing of note or nothing that has been reported. Out-of-state interests have poured more than $280 million into California political campaigns since 2001, and the November election will send that figure soaring. While that number is dwarfed by the 1.4 billion California residents, unions, and businesses have spent on candidates and ballot measures, it shows just how much state politicians depend on big contributions from beyond the borders. So tax contributions are campaign contributions are coming in from New Jersey, and from Middlesex, New Jersey, and they are larger than those from Kern County. You have national and international interests funding California assembly races. Middlesex County in New Jersey is the home of Johnson & Johnson and other pharmaceutical companies involved in last fall's high-priced ballot battle over discounts for prescription drugs. So, here you have Schwartzy's lead is widening. What's going to happen here? I think we see the handwriting on the wall, and the question is, do you think Phil can pull it out? Is it going to keep you from voting for Phil, even if you know he's going to lose? And who's going to endorse him? When Schwartzy was accused of sexual harassment on the eve of the 2003 California gubernatorial election, the candidate successfully turned a concern over integrity into a question of incompetence. He said, and here's how he handled it, here's how he deflected it. His campaign has been a good campaign. They've been smart. They've been rapid. They've been on it. They've been turning things to their advantage. And when he was accused of sexual harassment, you know what his answer was? You know how he slithered out of it? He said, gosh, I had no idea. I thought we were just playing around. Had I realized it was wrong, had I realized grabbing her boobies were wrong, I never would have done that. So he was claiming social ineptitude. So in every way, they have run not an inept campaign, but a highly ept campaign, if there is such a word. And Phil's campaign has been just the opposite. And again, you know, you can run a good campaign. Does that mean you can run the state? You can be slick with your public relations. The Bush administration is very slick with its propaganda. But is it doing a very good job of running the country? I would say, well, what are your thoughts about that? I think no, and resoundingly no. Phil is not doing a very good job running the campaign. Could he run the state? 349-1320, 866-620-6320. And now that Phil is continuing to lose ground, will you still vote for him, even though it's looking like he is very likely not going to win? And I hope to be wrong about that, but I don't see how it's going to turn around. 349-1320, 866-620-6320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Yes, thank you very much, Enid. Well, we have lows tonight right around 55. We might see a little bit more breeze. We had some clouds. I thought it was going to rain there. Tomorrow highs maybe 89. We're at 73 here in the River City. Our traffic, and, you know, very interesting. I thought Arnold Schwarzenegger was in the roadway northbound I-5 just south of Elk Grove Boulevard, but it's just a live chicken in the center divide. We have a pedestrian. An older lady is on her bicycle northbound 99 by Fruit Ridge Road, so please slow down there and stay clear of that. We do have a three-car crash, Clear Oaks Boulevard and Engle Road, and Lemon Hill at Dewey Boulevard. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Protecting your right to choose the left.
One of the most important things in your life.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
This is for Lee New.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The LA City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
Hi, this is Jackie Schultz.
And Nisa Davis Hayden.
From the Studio Theater in downtown Sacramento.
And we need your support.
We have a great show at the theater, and we want to make a special offer to all of you AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel listeners. Our show is the Tony-nominated musical Pump Boys and Dinettes. Come see the show that audience members are saying will melt your troubles away.
Welcome to Highway 57, somewhere between Frog Level and Smyrna. It's 1982, and on one side of the road is a gas station running joined by four happy-go-lucky guys who provide service with a smile. Opposite, the Cup Sisters own the diner where fun is always on the menu.
The entire performance is filled with humor and song and transports the audience to a simpler, more relaxed time.
Each AM 1320 listener that mentions this ad gets $5 off their ticket. Pump Boys and Dinettes plays Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2 through October 8th. Call the box office at 446-2668 or go to thestudiotheater.net.
We need your support.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. Now, Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
3:29 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. Oh, it's downhill from here into the arms of the weekend. Tumble, tumble, tumble. We're talking about our usual stew of ideas here, a flea market of ideas. It calls itself laughingly calls itself Enid Live. First of all, we're talking about how Schwartz's lead is widening over Phil's. And if you were going to vote for Phil, I imagine you still will. But are some of you who want to vote for a winner now going to be persuaded to go to Arnold? I hope not. And, you know, I'm going to be at the debate. And I hope that you will be paying attention to that debate. It's the only one that they're going to have. Also, the News and Review has come out in favor, as has the Bee, of course, in favor of dumping Doolittle and for Charlie Brown. Mike, on somewhere on Highway 80, how you live with Enid. Hi, Mike. Hi, Mike. Are you there?
Hello. Is this Enid?
Yes.
Oh, and Mike in Roseville, I called you the other day about Doolittle running to Argentina and being afraid of Charlie Brown.
Yes.
I remembered something after I hung up. Did you see Michael Moore's 911?
I did.
Do you remember the scene, which I thought was the highlight of the movie, when Michael Moore was with a U.S. soldier and they were talking to different representatives in Washington and asking them about the war and would they send their children? And when John Doolittle came up, when he realized who Michael Moore was, not only didn't he didn't respond, but he ran. He physically ran. And I laughed.
You know, I don't think I was very aware of Doolittle at that time, because when I saw that film, I was living in Denver.
Right.
And so I think Doolittle was really off my radar, and I don't, you know, I sort of vaguely have a memory of what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, if you see it again, John Doolittle is the only person that ran from Michael Moore.
Well, he ran from, he's run away from everybody. He's running away from Charlie Brown. He's run away from the draft. John Poswell has done a Freedom of Information request on Doolittle's Selective Service records, and he was ordered to appear for a physical in Oakland, and he didn't do it. He never showed up, which automatically made him 1A. And instead, a few weeks later, he must have scrambled like crazy. Suddenly, he gets a deferment that went typically to divinity students and clerics to go to Argentina on a religious mission. You know, he's religious when it's convenient. He is anti-gambling until Jack Abramoff wants to send him money for endorsing Indian gaming in places like Iowa. So whenever it is convenient, he invokes religion. I thank you, Mike, for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Bad news for Phil. His numbers are getting worse and worse, and the lead that Schwartz's got over Phil is getting greater and greater. And then every day Schwartz, he upstages Phil, in case Phil was actually there, on something or other. Here, the latest is on the Sudan genocide fight, in which PERS and STIRS, CalPERS and STIRS, are not going to invest in anything to do with Sudan. So here is Schwartzy flanked by celebrities and dignitaries on both parties. As he signed two bills aimed at ending state investments in Sudan and ramping up pressure to halt genocide in the region. So every day he's got a new signing ceremony. It's greenhouse gas emissions, it's raising the minimum wage, it's we're not going to invest and support the Sudan, and so on. And anything that Phil's going to be doing, Schwartzy steals his thunder. Schwartzy has been very, very clever here, and Phil's campaign has been very, very inept. So it has been a lethal combination. My question is, who do you think, given that we can tell right now the handwriting is on the wall, undoubtedly Schwartzy, because if it's so close in places like the Bay Area, which are so heavily Democratic, you know, people want to vote for a winner. They want to vote for a winner, even if they don't really want that winner to be the winner. I think there's something inside people that want to vote for a winner. So my question is, who do you think the B is going to endorse? Will they endorse the right person, or will they endorse the person who's actually going to win the election? And what's going to happen with the San Francisco Chronicle? I think my guess is the Chronicle's going to go for Schwartzy. That's my guess. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And is any of this going to affect your vote? If you were going to vote for Phil, are you still going to do it, even though it looks like he could use your help? So maybe there's the sympathy factor here. There's a lot of money coming in from out of state that is fueling these races. Arnold has been very slick when he's caught with his pants down or his hands out, attached to other people's boobies. He said, I didn't know. Oh, my God, did I do the wrong thing? Holy, I didn't realize that I was so socially inept. I had no idea that this was not the right thing to be doing. And here he is on the front page. You know, look at the press he's getting. The front page of the Bee with the Dalai Lama. It's like God is blessing your candidacy, really. And here is Phil. And of the two, who is the more telegenic? Well, I guess Arnold is because he wears more makeup. But everyone says something about Phil. I think Phil is attractive, but then what do I know about this? And Phil is finally starting to, take some positions, but it's a little bit too late, and he's not getting the traction, and his numbers are going down. In the meantime, all these people who are running these campaigns, they are making a fortune. Do you remember the film The Graduate starring Dustin Hoffman? Has anybody rented that film lately? When Dustin Hoffman was quite a lot younger, he is, they whisper in his ear, plastics. Remember, that's where he can make his fortune, in plastics. Well, forget plastics. You want to make your fortune in consulting, because these days, that's the way to huge amounts of money. During the 2004 presidential and congressional elections, $1.78 billion, with a B, went to about 600 consultants with expertise in every facet of politics. And this is according to a new study by a nonpartisan entity. Actually, the Center for Public Integrity. $1.78 billion went to about 600 consultants. And Schwartzy's got a couple of the best. He's got people who worked for Cheney, people who have worked for Rove, people who know how to really mangle the opposition. And I really think next to that, Phil's campaign, they're babes in the woods. They don't even know what hit them. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Who are you going to vote for? And who is the B going to endorse? And how is this all going to turn out? But I still can't wait to see and listen to the debate. I'm going to tell you that now. It's going to be theater. Inadvertently, it will be theater. It's going to reveal one thing or another. They can only control it so much. At the worst, it'll be bland, 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 because no one will want to say anything that's going to trip them up. On the other hand, maybe Phil's got nothing to lose. He might let loose, and won't that be fun? And maybe Arnold's makeup will start to run under the hot lights. Wouldn't that be fun, too? I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have lows tonight right around 56. Our highs coming up tomorrow, 88. We are sitting at about 76 here in the River City. Our traffic is getting pretty backed up over there, I-5 and J Street. Coming 50 and Watt Avenue. We have a three-car crash there slowing things down, and obviously 50 is always slow. Roseville, going towards Roseville, Madison Avenue and I-80. There's a three-car crash there. Southbound I-5 at the bypass Looks like a vehicle's on fire, and that's stopping traffic down. Our emergency vehicles are blocking the lane. You can win a pair of VIP admission tickets to Sacramento's Fall Home Show being held at Cal Expo on Friday, October 13th through Sunday, October 15th. The event is produced by the Sacramento Home and Garden Show. Hours are Friday, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can log on to 1320leftchannel.com and go check it out.
Dialing for Democracy. It's Enid Live on AM 1320. Sacramento's Left Channel.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
This is an AM 1320 Left Channel Action Calendar. Help preserve open space in our region by attending the Sacramento Valley Conservancy's annual Treasures of the Valley event on Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center, 6000 J Street. This fun evening spotlights local artists and includes a live and silent auction. You'll also be treated to great food, wine and beer, and jazz featuring Shake Don't Stir. Treasures of the Valley supports the Sacramento Valley Conservancy, the award-winning nonprofit land trust that is committed to preserving the beauty, character, and diversity of the Sacramento Valley landscape. That's Treasures of the Valley, Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center. For more information, go to SacramentoValleyConservancy.org or call 916-731-8798.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Talk to Enid now,
349-1320. 342 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. My voice is a little bit dicey today, so bear with me on that. We're talking about these new numbers coming out for Phil and Schwartzy, and they're not looking good for Phil. In the polling, he's losing ground. He hasn't consolidated his Democratic base. But there are people coming to his rescue from out of state. A lot of top Democrats are coming into California to support him. People of the caliber of John Edwards of North Carolina and Hillary Clinton has come in, and John Kerry of Massachusetts. And due soon are Bill Richardson of New Mexico, Senator Christopher Dodd of Connecticut, retired Army General Wesley Clark, who's also endorsed Charlie Brown, and former Vice President Al Gore, who is or isn't thinking about another White House run. So my question is, do you think that these people are going to help Phil's candidacy, you know, by association, or his fight is completely uphill? I mean, he is not only is he fighting against celebrity and incumbency, but he's also not consolidated his own base. So he hasn't even cleaned up his own corner. And short up his support. And why this has happened, I really don't know. There will be tales that will be told once this campaign is over. But if anybody knows anything, I'd like to hear about it. And this just in. And this is not good for Arnold. Too much testosterone kills your brain cells. Well, you know, girls, did we not know this? Too much testosterone can kill brain cells, according to researchers. This is a finding that may help explain why steroid abuse can cause behavior changes such as aggressiveness and suicidal tendencies. Tests on brain cells in lab dishes showed that while a little of the male hormone is good, too much of it causes cells to self-destruct in a process similar to that seen in brain illnesses such as Alzheimer's or in Arnold's locker room behavior when he became the boobin grabber. So I think we all know, I think every woman on the planet knows that too much testosterone kills your brain cells. And I like what Robin Williams has always said, which I have said here before, that a man's blood system can only power one system at a time, the brain or the genitalia, and guess what usually wins out. So here are top Democrats coming in to support Phil. Is it too little, too late? What are your thoughts about that? And in terms of the campaign ads, don't be nice. The atmosphere now with all of this advertising is that a kind of toxicity that we're looking at in the political environment. In other words, it's no longer enough to be nice. You really just got to hammer it home. I think that's where it's come down to. And it's right. When Bill Clinton had his meltdown on TV the other day, a lot of people didn't like it. A lot of people said, oh, he reveals what he's really like. I thought it was great. I thought it was great theater. It seemed unscripted. It seemed genuine. It seemed authentic for a change. And he was angry. And I don't blame him for being angry. And there are some statistics coming out now which have to do with who is being blamed for the war and for the mess that we are in. And it's more Bush than it is Clinton by a lot. And we will talk about that. But I've been listening to ads as I was driving to the office today. From my Ikebana class. Your goddess is learning Japanese flower arranging. I learn it off and on, and I've never learned it. And I'm pretty pathetic at it. Because you know what? It sort of involves the same set of skills as finding your way to a destination in a car. In other words, getting from point A to point B or visualizing in three dimensions. I have a problem with that. And I think I'm not the only woman who does, but I do have a problem with that. And so I probably will never excel at Japanese flower arranging, and I'll probably never be able to plot a mystery book because I think you have to have that sort of sense of three-dimensional visualization. And I do get from point A to point B, but don't ask me how I do it. I just do it. There are these really vicious ads that are running against Jerry Brown. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, Jerry and I sometimes did talk shows together. We have sometimes done talk shows together. And I always liked Jerry Brown. I mean, I think he's a real character. But I think he also has a commitment to a deep-seated sense of values. And he is now running for Attorney General. Now, you can ask yourself, why does he keep running for these various offices? He was governor at a very young age, and Mike Royko, who was a writer in Chicago, columnist, now gone to heaven. Mike Royko referred to Jerry Brown as Governor Moonbeam and later apologized for it, but it stuck. And most recently, Jerry has been the mayor of Oakland. And he's really tried to do some good things in Oakland, I think. But here he is, the former governor, trying to take on what some people think is a lesser job, and that's attorney general. And I think he has such great name recognition that I think he probably has a very good shot at it. But the question is, what makes Jerry run? And what are your thoughts about voting for him for Attorney General? Because what the ads are doing now, these are attack ads. And here we are. We're in this really toxic environment where what we see are attack ads. And everybody says, oh, it's going negative. I actually like attack ads myself. I think, you know, hey, you know, if you were running, unless people say, oh, I'm so turned off by those attack ads. I don't know that people are because they seem to work. It's just like people used to say, oh, I've had so much of it. I don't want any more of OJ. And then when we did OJ, they couldn't get enough of it. So I think people say one thing, and then I think they do another thing. But here are the attack ads on Jerry Brown, and they are that he is he's anti the death penalty. And when there was a police officer that was killed, he thought that they're attacking him for being anti-death penalty or for being too soft on crime, essentially. Or they're not quite saying it that way, but that's the picture. And they sound really tough, and they sound really Republican, and they sound really far-bistant. You know, it's just like their lips are all pursed, and they're just furious. They're just so pissed, and they don't want anybody like Jerry Brown to be the Attorney General of this largely ungovernable state. But you know, he's a repository of a tremendous amount of information. He's very bright, and at the ripe old age of 67 plus, he got married for the first time to somebody who was, I don't know, I think about 49 or so, a long time love, and they got married, and it was her first marriage and his first marriage, and he's packed down a few pounds, but he looks like a happy husband. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. But Jerry Brown has always been unconventional. I think that's part of his appeal. I think it's what we expect. Remember now, surrounding every candidate is the field of expectation we have about that candidate. So if you're looking at Arnold, he's so cheesy. He's such a low life. But, you know, that's all we expect of him. We expect him to be rowdy. He's an actor. He's a bodybuilder. We're not expecting nicety. We're not expecting any great grasp of foreign policy or even domestic. We're not expecting a lot. So he doesn't disappoint our expectations. With Phil, we have a different set of expectations. And with Jerry, we have a different set of it. You know, Jerry Brown can be unconventional. We expect that of him. And he can be out of left field, and we sort of like it. We like that. We have a lot of experience with him. We know him. And we like him. I like Jerry Brown, so I'm going to vote for Jerry Brown. I'm not voting for Poochigian, who sounds like a variety of arf, arf, woof, woof, don't you think? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, our little breeze going on may turn into some precipitation on through this weekend. Lows tonight, 59. Highs coming up tomorrow around 89. We're at 76. And on Laguna Boulevard, southbound I-5, we have a three-car crash there. Eastbound I-8 at Rockland Road. It looks like a vehicle is in the middle of the roadway. Northbound 99, just north of 12th Avenue. There's also another in a fire, northbound I-5, just south of Hood Franklin Road. That's stopping traffic over there. Southbound 99 at Sutterville Road as well, a two-car crash. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
There are AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and Freedom from War invite you to take part in a week of education and entertainment. The first annual Week of Peace is Sunday, October 1st through Saturday, October 7th. The week includes daily events, including a Peace Awards dinner, the screening of the extraordinary film Beyond Treason, a panel discussion on peace featuring congressional candidates, a jazz mixer, and more. The Week of Peace is a unique opportunity to explore with others the realization of a world of nonviolence, peace, and social justice. For more information, log on to freedomfromwar.org or go to the events page at 1320leftchannel.com. Find out how you can purchase a passport to all of the events with your $50 donation going to your favorite peace organization. So join AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel and Freedom from War and stand up for peace by taking part in Peace Week, October 1st through October 7th.
AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel invites you to the 5th Annual Voters Education Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 p.m. to 5:30. This free event presented by the Asian Pacific Islander American Public Affairs Association is your opportunity to hear candidates running for office, including a debate between California Lieutenant Governor hopefuls John Garamendi and Tom McClintock. Also expect a lively debate on the downtown sports arena issue between supporters including Daryl Steinberg and foes like Assemblymember Dave Jones.
You can also win one of two $1,000 cash raffle prizes for taking a day off from work to vote.
Be an informed voter. Join 1,000 other interested citizens at this year's Voter Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 to 5:30 p.m. More information is at APAPA.org. That address again is APAPA.org.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. You can join the conversation, 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. And contemplate this. If you have never called a radio talk show before, think about doing it. Costs you nothing. All calls to Enid Live are toll-free. You could be heard by more people than you will meet in the whole rest of your life. Most of us never, ever call a radio talk show. It's less than 1% of the audience is what everybody says. And, you know, you might be a little bit nervous, so your heart will go pity-pat, pity-pat. But yeah, mine would, too, if I were calling anybody's show. So just that just comes with the territory. And, you know, forget about that. That'll just work itself out. And but you will be able to share your thoughts. Other people will be able to respond. It's part of the conversation, and you could alter the dialogue. I mean, it's very possible that that can happen, that your thoughts can have wide-ranging implications. So we love it when you become part of our daily drama here on AM 1320 on Enid Live, this flea market of ideas that constitutes what we do every day. And I like the idea, too, that the more you listen, the more you learn. And I know that that works for me. The more I listen to what you have to say, the more I learn as well. And at the end of the show, when it has really gone smoothly and gone well, I always feel like I'm smarter at the end of the show than I was at the beginning, because the whole becomes greater than the sum of the parts. So let me encourage you to call if you've never done it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. There are, listen to this. Oh, well, we're going to, oh, I don't want to share it just yet, but I'll share it in the next hour. One thing that I want to share with you, however, is that we have a couple of tickets to give away in the next, well, all right, you just be, let me tell you what it is first before you decide if this is going to work for you. First of all, you have to be over 21 in order to claim these tickets. But I have two tickets for you to Brewfest, which is the Fair Oaks Oktoberfest. It is at Fair Oaks Park. It occurs this Saturday, September 30th, from 1 to 5 p.m. And there's going to be the tickets allow you to unlimited microbrew tasting. So they're your entree to unlimited microbrew tasting. So take a taxi home. This is from 1 to 5 this Saturday. And you've got to pick up the tickets here at AM 1320 at KCTC. And we are at 5345 Madison Avenue. So why don't you be the fourth caller, 349-1320, 866-620-6-1320. 349-1320, 866-620-6-1320. If you are the fourth caller, you will get a couple of tickets to Oktoberfest at Fair Oaks Park. This occurs this coming Saturday from...
AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
A hostage standoff at a Colorado high school is over.
I'm really glad my daughter's home.
And a deal on how to treat terror suspects.
When we degrade and mistreat our prisoners, we degrade ourselves.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Cammy McCormick. It was a standoff that, for many parents, brought back the nightmare of Columbine.
Still somewhat shocked that this could happen in a rural county.
Our county sheriff, Fred Wegener.
We had an armed gunman that entered into Black Canyon High School, went into one of the classrooms, and took several kids hostage.
At one point, the gunman held six students. He released four of them, and then police moved in.
Entry was made. The suspect shot one of the hostages and then shot himself.
The gunman is dead. The student is believed to be in critical condition. Other students were shaken by the ordeal.
I didn't think it would happen in Bailey. It's a tiny place. It's supposed to be safe, and I can't believe it.
Officials say they don't know what motivated the gunman. Now this.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
At Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss? Exactly. Like this sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new. Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
A few details to iron out and a bill outlining how to treat suspected terrorists is all but assured passage, just in time for the midterm elections. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss is on Capitol Hill.
The House passed the bill setting the rules for capturing, questioning, and trying suspected terrorists by military tribunals. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham helped negotiate the final language.
It should be a standard that every American is proud of, because I am proud of it.
But New York Democrat Louise Slaughter says the bill is un-American, excusing torture and giving unprecedented power to the military to lock people up forever without access to civilian courts.
When the going gets tough, America's leaders are willing to abandon our values.
The Senate is expected to pass this bill tomorrow, and then it will become law. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
President Bush sits down within the hour with the presidents of Afghanistan and Pakistan to talk about capturing the world's most wanted terrorist, Osama bin Laden. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer reports the two countries are key allies, but often at odds over how to wage the war on terror.
The five-year search for the al-Qaeda leader is bound to be a key issue at the three-way summit. It's also a source of friction. Afghan President Karzai has suggested that Pakistan's Musharraf is not doing enough to find bin Laden. While many intelligence experts believe the Musharraf regime has an idea where bin Laden is hiding, the Pakistani leader insists that's not the case. President Bush says both Karzai and Musharraf want bin Laden captured.
A new poll of Iraqis finds nearly 6 in 10 approve of attacks on U.S. forces, and almost 4 in 5 say U.S. military force in Iraq provokes more violence than it prevents. American troops killed 8 people today in a raid on a suspected terrorist house. 4 of the victims were women. One Sunni cleric in Iraq has condemned the attack as a terrorist massacre. A huge wildfire north of Los Angeles has pushed very close to some homes and ranches in Ventura County. As Terry Okita reports, erratic winds aren't helping firefighters, but they are using bulldozers and aircraft.
There are 4,000 firefighters now on the lines trying to battle this blaze. It really seems to have a mind of its own. 42% containment at this point after 3 long weeks, and almost 150,000 acres have burned.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has signed the nation's first law that imposes a cap on greenhouse gas emissions.
We simply must do everything that we can in our power to slow down global warming before it is too late.
Schwarzenegger said today it begins a bold new era of environmental protection. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
General, the future.
You can talk to Enid at 349-1320.
Six minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to hour two of the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 3 to 7, Monday through Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Wednesday. Well, this is, we are just squarely in the arms of dashing into the weekend. So here we are. On Friday, we're going to be joined by Biva Caggiano. She owns probably the finest restaurant in town. If you looked at your Sacramento Bee today, she pretty much dominates it. She has a new book out called Biva's Italy, Favorite Recipes from the Splendid Cities, and it's a splendid book, and it's always fun to talk to her, and I'm always hoping that every time I talk to her, maybe I'll learn how to cook. We have a couple of tickets we're going to be giving away to Oktoberfest somewhere in the broadcast today. Let's see. What other housekeeping do I have to do? Oh, I'm reminding you that there's, on October the 8th, the Congregation of Beth Shalom holds its 29th annual Jewish Food Fair from 9 to 3, Sunday, October the 8th. And if you bring canned goods, it only costs you $2 to get in, and the canned donations go to the Sierra Arden Food Closet, and there's going to be music and all kinds of good things, and they're located on El Camino in Carmichael. All of that, and you can contact me by email, enid@kctc.com. We stream live, 1320, leftchannel.com. There is a story that I have been following with a great deal of interest. This is the George Allen story. George Allen was not on my radar for quite a long time. The first time that he really sort of, I sort of took notice of him. And do you know who he is? I think you might. He is a senator. And his father was the famous coach George Allen. He's George Allen Jr. And he's up for re-election. And it looked like it was going to be a safe race for him. And he was just going to slide to victory. Well, guess what? This race is up in the air. And why is it up in the air? Well, it started to get up in the air because he sees somebody dark-skinned who is, I think, of Indian descent from the country of India. And he calls him a macaca. He just tosses it off. Well, nobody knows quite what that means. Well, it turns out that it's a French word or an Algerian or a Tunisian slur for somebody who is dark-skinned. And in today's B, this is a great cartoon. There's a fan blowing. Did you see it? And the fan is emitting wind, and it says N-word, N-word, N-word is the wind that it's emitting, hitting George Allen right in the face. And the line is, the macaca hits the fan. Ha! Well, he finally apologized. His own sister says that he's a bully. And then it comes out that he has got a long and sordid history of racism, that people have heard him for years using the N-word at social occasions, that people knew him in college, including Larry Sabato, who is a well-known political scientist, written a lot of books. You see him frequently on television. He said that he knew that George Allen used that word. First he said he heard him, and then he modified that. But there's a new report out that George Allen uttered these racial slurs. Another acquaintance, and so there were about three people from his college days who said that he routinely used the N-word. And here's what else he did. Listen to this. He was out hunting, and I think he found antlers, or he bagged a deer, and then he took his friend to where he knew an African-American was living and took the head of the deer and stuck it on the guy's mailbox. Like, you know that scene out of The Godfather? Remember that scene? Where they found a horse's head in bed? That had to be pretty creepy if you were an African-American, if you're a black family, and you find this deer's head on your mailbox. It's kind of like the KKK is giving you some sort of, putting you on some sort of notice, don't you think? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So three people have come forward. Meanwhile, another acquaintance of Senator George Allen said that she heard him use a racial slur in 1976, contradicting a statement he made in an effort to tamp down similar accusations. So everybody in the world is coming forward that she heard him using this, that he was making racist jokes in front of everybody at social events. And his campaign manager is a piece of work of the Karl Rove School of Behavior. And it's a guy named Dick Wadhams who... you can find out about him in the Washington Monthly, but I know about him because he ran a contentious campaign in Colorado for, and I'll think of his name in a second, but he's out of shape. He got nasty about it. As far as he was raised a Christian, and as far as he knew, his mother was raised a Christian, except that she said that she told him the week before. Now, I don't know how old he is. I'm thinking he's maybe in his 50s. She told him the week before that she had actually been raised Jewish in Tunisia. So when he uses the word macaca that they only use in places like Tunisia, or is it French or Tunisian word or Algerian or whatever, and she says she's never used that word, please, where did he find it? I mean, this is not a word that we would all have heard, right? And he says now, taking a page out of his mother's book, she says she would never use a word like that, uh-huh. And he says he would never use the N-word, uh-huh. And everybody is coming forward to say he used the N-word. So bad enough that he's being outed for being such a racist. And now it turns out he's Jewish as well. And he's been so anti-Semitic and so anti-black that it's sort of very sweet to see this karma hit him right squarely in the chops. And his race is now a very competitive race. It looked like he was going to take it handily, and he is now not going to take it handily. But what are your thoughts about this? I love the idea of what goes around comes around. I love the karma involved here. And as soon as he finds out that his mother was Jewish, which technically makes him Jewish, it doesn't go in Judaism, it doesn't go by your dad. It goes by your mother, because you never know who the father is, but you always know who the mother is, I think is the thinking there. 349-1320-866-626-1320. When a reporter asked him about being Jewish, possibly Jewish, he got so bent out of shape about that. He just couldn't bear the idea that it might actually apply to him. And then he went on to say, after he found out that his mother was Jewish, or raised Jewish, that he was that she made the best pork chops, and he had a ham sandwich right on his desk. And you know what? He is a ham. He is a ham sandwich. That's what he is, and ham-handed as well. She did not want her in-laws, when she married the man who became a legendary Redskins coach, George Allen, the family, the way it's being spun, and this is very interesting to me as well, the way it's being spun is that the family would have been upset to know that George Allen Sr. married outside the religion. Well, no, you know what they would have been upset to know? That he married someone who was Jewish. That's what he, you know, because you have all that country club anti-Semitism that has gone on forever, and you have all this bigotry, and you have all of this N-word usage, and you have a guy who's a bully. And it's finally being exposed for what he is at a time. You know, lots of times people get exposed, but it's after they can do too much damage. It's at a time when it's later in the twilight of their careers, and then we find out more about him. But here he is in the middle of the fracas, and he's just been slurring people left and right. What are your thoughts about that? What's going to happen here? Don't you think this is kind of a juicy story? I think it is, because sometimes what I find really juicy are these people who are in positions of power, and they really think they can put it to us rabbits, us little rabbits. And the funny thing is, there are more of us little rabbits than there are people in positions of power. And sometimes when people, little rabbits, get together, they really can topple people who have such grandiose ideas of themselves. But here's a man filled with a lot of hatred. And you know what I would say? This hatred that is, if I were playing shrink here, this hatred that he demonstrates for these groups, I think is self-hatred. I think this is a man filled with self-loathing. And now that he's found out he's Jewish, he's going to hate himself even more, I'm sure. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Well, he was raised as a Christian or a Presbyterian, but certainly there is nothing Christian about the racism that this man spews forth. And so any of you who have thoughts about karma in this case, about the racism involved, I would love to hear from you. Tony in Oroville, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Ned. Doing great.
Thank you.
The word macaca?
Yes.
It can't be French, because the French is the same as the English, macaque. It refers to a kind of monkey. But in Spanish and Portuguese, the word is, in fact, macaca. And it's used in at least some Spanish-speaking places as a derogatory term for an Asian, most specifically Chinese. That's all I got to say about it.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks very much for clarifying. It's but whatever it is, it's a slur. So he used it as a slur, and he's been known to use the N-word quite a lot. So let's see what happens in that race. I'm just intrigued by it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. One of the issues that's coming up and that has been on the table for a while is execution. We talked about Jerry Brown. Jerry Brown running for attorney general. Jerry Brown being not has not been pro-death penalty, at least when he was doing his talk shows. Now, what he's saying now is when he was hosting talk shows, well, you know, talk shows are part information, part entertainment. But I think deep in Jerry Brown's heart, I would doubt that he's terribly pro-death penalty. He says he will carry out the law. But they're having a hard time now with lethal injection because physicians don't want to get involved with it. They don't want to. It's really a violation of their Hippocratic oath. So they're having a hard time figuring out what the combinations of drugs should be in order to do a lethal injection. And listen to this. This is just amazing to me. There is one execution has been delayed because It has been alleged in the courts that this is cruel and unusual punishment. The way the injection has been administered and the drug combinations and how they have put those drug combinations together. So nobody from the medical profession, I mean, people don't really want to get involved in this. But here is the Bee reporting that a long-awaited judicial hearing on the constitutionality of California's execution process has opened, with two experts testifying that prisoners could emerge from anesthesia and experience agonizing pain, as they are the kind of which they may have inflicted on the people that they offed, but I guess that's another story. Sodium thiopental, the barbiturate that San Quentin's execution team administers at the start of the lethal injection process, quote, is designed to wear off extremely fast. The action of this drug lasts in the realm of minutes, said this drug expert, and is not relied on as a standalone anesthetic in clinical treatment. Another expert is a veterinary anesthesiologist who said that the lethal drugs used in California and the manner in which they are administered in the death chamber would be unacceptable, unacceptable in euthanizing animals. So we have vets in there talking about how we are injecting, you know, the cocktail that we are using, the way it's administered, the order in which it's administered, the strengths in which it is administered and so on, are saying that we would not euthanize an animal in this way. So, 349-1320, 866-620-6-1320, we're talking about a lethal injection. There, a U.S. district judge will preside over several more days of evidentiary hearing in this, and he's going to decide the matter in the coming weeks. I really think that a lethal injection is too good for these people. Forget it. I'm as anti-death penalty as I hope Jerry Brown is. I just think it's too good for people who have, I don't think we want to be in this business. But, you know, we are now, but it almost is a quaint argument. We are now in the business of torture. So on the one hand, we're in the business of torture, and we're working out the fine details of torture, this administration. And on the other, we're looking at, well, is a lethal injection cruel and unusual punishment? Are they going to feel anything when this happens? Oh, we don't want them to feel too much. We wouldn't do this to an animal. 349-1320, I mean, what has become of us as a society? We're talking about torture on the one hand, and we're talking about lethal injection on the other. And I think to the people we're torturing, I think probably lethal injection might seem like a perkier alternative. I'm not sure. Maybe not. What are your thoughts about that? I really don't like the idea. I've never liked the idea of lethal injection, of the death penalty. Forget it. It's too easy. It's like flushing your waste down the toilet. You never have to deal with it. And the people you're flushing down that toilet don't have to deal with it either. Let them live in the can where life is not easy. It's not fun. You have a lot of time to think about it, and things can happen to you there. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Our weather, a little breezy. It's going on up there. I see some darker clouds coming on. Lows tonight right around 59 on the highs, coming up tomorrow near 89. We're at about 76 here in the River City. We have a vehicle in the middle of the roadway dropping down traffic. North Bend I-5 just south of Saco Yoco County line there in North Sac. A vehicle in the roadway eastbound 50. A hit and run at our hit and run capital of California, Sacramento, Elkhorn Boulevard and Diablo, and a three-car crash at Bowling Drive and Florin Road. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It is significant because it emphasizes democracy in action.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
New rule, stop whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Well, you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it,
Miss Romney,
what drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. The campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
If Romney gets the nomination, the tunnels win. Think about it. Tourists, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly.
Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
.426 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7. On AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, you can join the conversation. If you've never called a radio talk show before, think about doing it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Very tiny segment of the audience ever phones in, and it would be lovely to broaden out the conversation and talk to more of you. So even if you're a little bit nervous, I would be very nervous if I called your talk show. It just goes with the territory. You will soon settle down, and we would love to have your thoughts. Let's go right to the phones. We are talking about getting the death penalty right, because we haven't figured out how to get it right, the lethal injection right, in the state of California anyway, without it being considered cruel and unusual punishment. And this, in an environment where we're also fine-tuning the nuances of torture on the other end. I mean, I don't know what we have become exactly, but civilized I don't think is the right word. Corey and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Corey.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Good.
Hey, listen, I was just calling in to kind of leave a brief comment. I worked in a prison for a while as a prison guard.
Yes.
And the idea to me that this is cruel and unusual punishment is kind of dumbfounding, just based on the fact that dealing with the person that it would be delved out to and what they've done to get to that point, it's almost asinine to think that it's not a justified punishment.
Well, I don't like the death penalty. So I think it's a tougher penalty. Instead of a little injection that's a Betty night-night, goodbye, good night, you're never going to wake up again, I think it's tougher to be in prison for the rest of your life. We need to be protected. Well, you tell me. You've been there. I haven't.
Mm-hmm. I agree that it's tougher to be in prison, but at the same time, there are a lot of people that are sitting on death row that will probably never get that kind of justice delved out to them. They deserve it because of what they did.
But wait a minute. You just agreed. Wait a minute. Now, Corey, you can't have it both ways. You just agreed that it was tougher to be on death row for the rest of your life than it is to get a lethal injection and a little Betty night-night from which you never wake up.
I do, but at the same time, I don't think we should support these people for the rest of their lives either.
Well, do you want to know something? It's more expensive to impose a death penalty than to keep them in prison for the rest of their lives.
How do you figure?
I'm not figuring it. It's widely reported. I know it's counterintuitive, but with all the appeals and everything else, it's way more expensive to impose a death penalty than it is to keep them in jail for the rest of their lives. And this is what jail is for. This is what prison is for. Not for somebody who's got a little dope fine. He's got a little marijuana on him. We need to be protected from people who are really violent, and that's what I think prison is for.
Right.
But I thank you very much for the call. Thanks for listening. 349-1320, 866-620, 61320. Ann in Folsom. Hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Enid. I'm not going to get into the Betty Night-Night versus the torture, but as far as, the right medical medication to make it PC, I think the whole thing is just too complicated. If the doctors don't want to get involved because the lethal injection medication is supposed to be too painful, and the veterinarians say that must be true because they couldn't use the same medication to euthanize animals, then never mind the doctors. Why not have a veterinarian come in, an injection of doggy nai-nai, sleep medicine, and have it all be done? Why? What's the mystery about finding the right stuff?
I don't even know. But here's the thing. Here's why the doctors won't do it. They won't, because deliberately injecting people to their death is a violation of the Hippocratic Oath. So they don't want to do it. Now, when they thought that all they had to do was stand by and watch, then they could do that. But when they were expected to actually participate in some way, that's when they walked out. And that's why the execution couldn't go forward.
Well, I understand that he did, but I don't think veterinarians are under the same law.
Well, I don't know.
And these animals, and they are, many of them, perhaps have better use for a vet.
Well, there you go.
And they can go off to dreamland and with Lassie or something.
With Lassie. But, here's the thing. Have you ever thought about this idea? Well, I always like the part where they alcohol you before they inject you with the lethal injection.
Oh, to be sure that they don't get any germs in their last 20 seconds of breathing.
Well, and also this is what's very intriguing. In every way, we do a very interesting thing here. First of all, they're on suicide watch the night before the state doesn't want them to do themselves in before the state can get to them. So they're on a suicide watch, which is a lot of personnel. It's a lot of overtime. And then they get that famous last meal, which in some states cannot be more. You can have anything you want in Florida, I think, as long as it's not more than 1995. So there's a surprising number of and you wonder about that last meal. I guess there's a ritual. There's a symbolic value to it. But, where they're going, I don't really think they need that nutrition. But a lot of them go for the surf and turf. The high cholesterol, they're really packing in that cholesterol.
I guess it doesn't matter at that point.
No, it doesn't.
Maybe it gives their injection a boost. And as far as, the suicide watch, I think they should just put anything they could give them in their cell for suicide and let them figure out.
Well, no, in other words, here's your lethal injection is tomorrow, and here, sleep tight, and here's some rope.
Yeah, and a few other things, a bunch of pills, and we could make it a smorgasbord, a suicide smorgasbord.
In other words, instead of surf and turf. instead of, you know, instead of a big juicy hamburger or a pizza dripping in cholesterol and salt, the pizzas are delivery systems for cholesterol and salt. Well, no, kettle corn, actually, the crack cocaine of popcorn. I cannot have kettle corn around or I will be in popcorn hell. But anyway, all right, there it is, Ann. We've solved it. Forget about the lethal injections. Forget about the medical personnel. I am anti-death penalty, but you know what? If we just leave some rope and some hammer and ice pick in yourself the night before.
Put somebody else in the same cell with them and, you know, they can figure it out together. But really, if the medication is too painful and the vets have a better medication because they certainly wouldn't want to go up against PETA, and I'm all for not causing pain, then what's the mystery about the medication? The vets already have it.
Well, Fido is going to protest if we suggest this idea. And
I don't know, but it just seems that these things can get so technical and so complicated that it's an oxymoron.
Well, what's intriguing is that, of course, there's the contention with some legal justification that it violates a cruel and unusual provision of the Constitution at the same time that we are fine-tuning the nuances of how we're going to torture anybody we happen to find that has some association with Al-Qaeda.
I don't. You know,
see, isn't it interesting?
I don't comment for anything and everything, but you know, occasionally, I just don't know what to say. So I'll segue to your guest yesterday, the author.
Yes.
Oh, he was fascinating. He was charming. He was very entertaining to listen to, his sense of humor.
Oh, he's lovely. And you know what he just did? What you don't know is that the publisher sent us a book. And I have the book, and Lisa West was saying that she had her books, but she forgot to bring them in, or they're packed away somewhere. And you know that they just dropped one off to her with a lovely note, and he had signed it to her. I mean, he is one lovely man. We're all about to marry him, except I think he already has a wife. But you know, you can have a few wives.
Oh gosh, yes. Anyway, and if you end up to be a cameo in one of his books,
I'd love that. I would be so honored he offered that. He sort of mentioned it, but you know, sometimes people say things. And
I don't know. He delivered the book, so maybe he'll deliver on the cameo.
I don't want to wind up on the cutting room floor. Unless he's rolling around with me, Ann. I don't know.
But Enid, he was most charming in a very, very different, he was subtle and dramatic and entertaining and he made me laugh as much as he made you laugh.
Oh, he's lovely. He writes in a really lovely way, and I'm delighted that his life has just, his life has changed this series of books. If any of you were not listening yesterday, we're talking about Alexander McCall Smith, who's written the series, The Number One Ladies Detective Agency. Anne, a pleasure as always.
All right, Enid, and I'm glad that you're sounding better. You must be eating more chocolate.
Must be. Thank
Great
you.
Great show as always, Enid.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
349-1320-866-2613-20. Mike in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Enid. How are you doing today?
I am I'm hanging on to my voice, I think, for a while.
I'm glad you are.
Thank you.
Hey, I wanted to comment on a point you just made that I thought was a really good one, where you said that the torture that we're doing isn't going to produce any effect other than to make people even more angry with us than they already are. And also, I wanted to point out that torture only reduces you to the level of barbarism that you claim to oppose. And I think that it's important to note that our founding fathers rejected cruel and unusual punishment for a couple of reasons. One being that they had been exposed to that, you know, under the British Crown, there was no such thing. You know, you were drawn and quartered. They would have horses tear you apart. It was a spectator sport, you know. And I think the reason they put that in there was they knew that without that it reduces it merely to revenge, you know. And if it's revenge, then it's just a vendetta. You've reduced yourself down to the barbarism you claim you oppose. And the only thing you've done then is simply compound murder with further murder.
Well, I think you're right, and I think what they had in mind, the Founding Fathers, was a more idealized, a better version of what they had all been subjected to, and what they knew to have existed. So it's very interesting that what we have made, you know, it's a cornerstone of our civilization. Everything. We are in the midst of a huge revolution, and I don't know if we know that we are. I mean, you can see it in certain ways, and I want to talk more about that, too. But you can see it around the edges. And here are some of the ways that you can see it. You can see it in the fact that, for example, there's an electronic revolution. So newspaper readership is down. So are IQs, I think. I mean, it feels that way. So there's a huge revolution in how we communicate with each other with text messaging and so on. And we see it there. And then these things that were always the fundament of the foundation of our society, all of that has changed while we continue to pay lip service to it. And yet we're doing something very different. And nobody's even standing there saying, look, we're lying. We're not true to our ideals. We're doing something very different. It has all shifted. The whole conversation has shifted. The values are in the midst of a huge shift. Nobody is really pointing that out. And very few people, they're beginning to now, are saying that the emperor is naked, and that, of course, is the administration.
It's just one more chipping away of the things that made this country different in the first place. And I think that it shows you that people that are on the conservative or so-called conservative, I think they're pretty radical, part of the spectrum in this country right now, they really don't care that much about what the basic core values of this country were, either now or ever.
Well, you may have a point there. I think that the whole what we call democracy has now become a system to be gamed, a system to be gamed when it comes time for an election, so that a level of corruption I have never seen in my lifetime, that I have only read about in history books, has been allowed to go on. And a corruption, not only the greasy money that goes into the pocket, but a corruption of the whole system. Mike, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have lows tonight right around 56. Looks like highs coming up tomorrow, 89, 76 here in the River City. Our traffic, did I mention the Schwarzenegger chicken earlier? Well, unfortunate accident. It looks like a truck with chickens had tipped over right there. So we got a lot of little Schwarzies running around the road, didn't we? Very nice. We also have a three-car crash at northbound Cap City Freeway just south of Cal Expo, and a two-car winding way at Windmill Road, I want to say. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's talk radio for the left of us. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
At AAA.
No more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate. And then up your... All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the Internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the Internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal Internet, that is, you know.
at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of truths.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about the fact that a judge is reviewing the lethal injection quotient of the death penalty, and this is happening. This is U.S. District Judge Jeremy Fogel. He is presiding over several more days of evidentiary hearing in San Jose, deciding whether in the coming weeks whether California can resume executions as in the past or must revise its procedure. And they had a veterinarian testifying to say that the way the procedure is presently constituted, that they wouldn't even use that to euthanize an animal. So, your thoughts. And as we are also mulling over the fine points of torture, which we are apparently going to try to contravene the Geneva Conventions despite the opposition of Lindsey Graham, John McCain, John Warner. I guess they sort of caved, and even though they think they have a compromise, they really don't have a compromise. The administration's rolling over them. I just think it's a very interesting contrast. And let me throw this into the conversation. New York City is mulling a ban on trans fats in eateries. One of the worst things for your heart and for your health are trans fats. So 3 years after New York City banned smoking in restaurants, health officials are talking about prohibiting something they say is almost as bad, artificial trans fatty acids. So the city health department has unveiled a proposal that would bar cooks at any of the city's 24,600 food service establishments from using ingredients that contain the artery-clogging substance, commonly listed on food labels as partially hydrogenated oil. So when you see the label that says when you see the ingredient that says partially hydrogenated oil, what that is trans fats, and these are not very good for you. Let's talk about, you know, instead of a lethal injection, we can just give them trans fats. Instead of the suicide watch the night before, we just give them a little, you know, a hammer, a pickaxe, a rope, and some pills. No, I'm anti-death penalty, even though the idea of a torture of a certain kind is at least sometimes intellectually appealing to people who have tortured others, but we don't want to be reduced to that level. That's why we are anti-death penalty. We like to think that we are better than the people we are putting to death. But I don't know if we are, really. So you can kill them with cholesterol cakes. You can now kill them with trans fats. And the question, you know, you have cities imposing certain food restrictions now. And I don't know if you're aware of it, but you're not allowed to insult certain foods or you could get hauled off to the pokey. And I am not making this up. Do you remember when Oprah had a trial because she insulted, what'd she insult, hamburgers or beef? Or something, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And if you insult broccoli and some other forms of vegetables or produce, that's somehow it's against the, I don't know how they do it. I don't know how this conflicts with free speech issues, but if you diss some of this produce, this is that there are actually laws against it, I am told. But in any event, when the city decides that smoking is not good for you it's a public health matter. You know, we're paying for the insurance. Smoking is not good for you. You can't smoke in restaurants, bars, and so on. And one of the reasons you can't do it is it doesn't only affect you. Anybody who walks in, it affects them. And I don't want to, you know, if you want to commit suicide, that's fine. But don't take me with you. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. Harry in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Harry.
The comment is, why do we kill people who kill people to show that killing people is wrong?
That's a very good question, isn't it?
And while I might disagree with you about the Democratic Party, I do agree with a lot of the things that you believe in, except when it comes to Israel. I have a deep problem over there because they've just been involved in war crimes against Lebanon. For which
oh, please. And so is Hezbollah involved in war crimes as well. So I think there's plenty of blame to go around there, where you have one side that is demonized and another side that just are angelic. So I'm not, we're not, but we're not talking about that, Harry. Tell me what you your thoughts on the death penalty.
Well, I just did. I'm opposed to the death penalty.
Okay. Well, and then.
I think I put it very nicely.
You did, actually. Well, say it again. I thought you put it very well.
Thank you.
Yeah, want to repeat that so that people
why
can...
Why do we kill people who kill people to show that killing people is wrong?
Very good. We like that a lot, Harry, and I thank you.
You
very much. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Mike in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Enid. Hey, I think you're forgetting one of the positive benefits of torture. I mean, put yourself in the president's shoes. If you're the president of the United States... and you're a silver spoon-fed little weenie who's lived his whole life in the shadow of his daddy, and you had to join the cheer squad at your Ivy League school to letter, and you're somewhat of an alcoholic and a drug addict, and you're trying to divorce yourself from your privileged roots by pretending you're some kind of cowboy from Texas.
And don't forget, your military service consists of joining the champagne unit of the National Guard and not showing up.
Of course, if you're all that, it might make you feel like a big tough man to torture people.
Well, you know, I think there's probably something to it. I think what you're saying is probably right. These are the chicken hawks who are the most insecure. I think that these are guys, Cheney, Dickey, they all try to walk, you know, they walk like they've got, you know, that John Wayne walk, which looks to me like they're walking with a pants full, you know, that Texas macho stroll that they do, you know, that roll and that stroll that they are doing. And I really think that there's a lot of insecurity about their masculinity, and so they're projecting it outward. I think any shrink might say that. And if any shrink is listening, or any psychologist, I'd like a second opinion on that. But I think you've nailed it, Mike. And yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to bring up also that, you know, there's a sadomasochistic element to torture, along with the homoerotic element of just taking a grown man and strapping him to a table and doing God knows what to his body, his naked body. I mean, that might explain why Jeff Gannon spent so much time in the West Wing.
Mike, that's an interesting tie-in of a number of different theories. I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have lows tonight looking 55, 56. Highs tomorrow coming up around 89. We're sitting at 76 here in the River City. Our traffic, it looks like we have a three-car crash southbound I-5 just south of Q Street. And southbound 99 right there by Fruit Ridge Road. Well, obviously, it's always slow right there. Coming on a disabled vehicle eastbound 50 at Reuter. And a two-car crash at 7520 Farrell's Boulevard stopping things down in North Sac. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento. Channel.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag, is a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The LA City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
Hi, this is Jackie Schultz
and Nisa Davis Hayden
from the Studio Theater in downtown Sacramento.
And we need your support.
We have a great show at the theater, and we want to make a special offer to all of you AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel listeners. Our show is the Tony-nominated musical Pump Boys and Dinettes. Come see the show that audience members are saying will melt your troubles away.
Welcome to Highway 57, somewhere between Frog Level and Smyrna. It's 1982, and on one side of the road is a gas station run by four happy-go-lucky guys who provide service with a smile. Opposite, the Cup Sisters own the diner where fun is always on the menu.
The entire performance is filled with humor and song and transports the audience to a simpler, more relaxed time.
Each AM 1320 listener that mentions this ad gets $5 off their ticket. Pump Boys and Dinettes plays Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2 through October 8th. Call the box office at 446-2668 or go to thestudiotheater.net.
We need your support.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. Now, Kaida Sell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes region, so folks in the Detroit and Saginaw, you might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's terror. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
Taking the left lane all the way home with Enid live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
.454 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You can join the conversation, 349-1320. We are talking about a number of things, including the death penalty and trying to, there is a judge hearing now, he is presiding over evidentiary hearing in San Jose, to determine whether or not California can resume executions as in the past or must revise its procedure, and this has to do with the lethal injection. A veterinarian testified that the way the cocktail is constituted now, it wouldn't even be adequate for a veterinary euthanasia. In other words, it wouldn't even be good enough for a dog. 349-1320. Don in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Don. Hi, Don. Don? Don?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, yeah, I believe that that's pretty much the most, that's the nicest way to kill people. I mean, they don't even know they're being killed.
Too good for them.
It's what?
It's too good for them.
How is that?
How's that? Well, let's say you did some bad thing.
Okay.
All right, and instead of contemplating it every day in an environment that's not exactly the perkiest, they just give you a little injection and it's Betty Night-Night. That's it. It's like going in for surgery and they inject you and you're anesthetized and that's it. You never wake up.
Well, how would you feel if you were the parents of a teenager that got killed? Would you want that person to live?
Or I think that lethal injection is too good for these people. I think that living every day in a prison environment is a lot more difficult to deal with than getting that nice little lethal cocktail and going to bed forever.
Yeah, well,
Don't you think, Don?
I know. I believe that living is a privilege, and that
I'm not talking about living so that you go to the mall every day and, you know, you got wheels to go. I'm talking about living in a very punishing prison environment where every day you wonder if you're going to survive it or not, which is apparently the case in many prisons. So are you telling me that you, because you know what I think? Emotionally, the word that's always tossed around is closure, that somehow if somebody's executed, that there's going to be closure for the family. And can I tell you, there's never closure. It might feel good, the idea, wow, we're going to kill him. But it never works. And in any way, it's too good for them.
Yeah, okay. Well, do you think they should use the firing range then? Or
no, I think every day in prison is where it's a battle to survive is very nice. Very nice. You don't know who's around the corner, who made a shank out of a toothbrush handle. You don't, I mean, every day is a little dance that you got to do. Are you in favor of the death penalty?
Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Mark Knoller, live at the White House. It's a peacekeeping dinner of sorts underway in the old family dining room. President Bush is playing host to two allies in the war on terror who don't get along, Presidents Hamid Karzai of Afghanistan and Pervez Musharraf of Pakistan.
They are strong leaders who have a understanding of the world in which we live. They understand that the forces of moderation are being challenged by extremists and radicals.
But with the two leaders at his side, Mr. Bush made no mention of the disputes between them, especially Karzai's charge that Taliban forces are attacking Afghanistan from safe havens in Pakistan. Speaking in the Rose Garden, Mr. Bush stressed a shared commitment to a more hopeful future, closing with the words, "Let's go eat dinner." Live at the White House, I'm Mark Knoller. With more CBS News, here is Cammy McCormick.
In Bailey, Colorado, a gunman entered a high school today and took several students hostage. The student described what it was like during the ordeal.
We were in a room where the teacher closed all the doors, and we were up against the wall next to where the door was, behind tables in case someone came in.
The gunman released some of his hostages before shooting one student and then himself. He died. The student's believed to be in critical condition. The Park County Sheriff said he never thought something like this could happen in a rural community. Erratic winds have only made things worse for firefighters battling a huge wildfire north of Los Angeles as it gets very close to hundreds of homes in Ventura County. It's burned nearly 150,000 acres. California's Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger today signed into law the nation's first statewide cap on greenhouse gas emissions, calling it a bold new era of environmental protection.
This is Steve Futterman in San Francisco. This is a very ambitious project. The goal is to reduce greenhouse emissions in California by 25%. The target date is 2020. The measure will put a cap on emissions by industrial plants, including refineries. New cars will have to be more fuel efficient. New high-rise buildings will have to be more energy friendly. And millions of trees will also be planted in major cities, this too to limit greenhouse emissions.
A pathologist now says Anna Nicole Smith's son died of a combination of drugs, including antidepressants.
Daniel Smith died as a result of the cumulative effects of methadone, Zoloft, and Lexapro. The cumulative effects of these three drugs, respiratory depression, is produced, leading to cardiac dysrhythmia and death.
Dr. Sarah Wecht was hired to conduct a private autopsy on the 20-year-old who died in his mother's hospital room in the Bahamas just days after the former model and reality show star had given birth to a baby girl. On Wall Street today, the Dow finished 19 points higher, very close to a record high, but didn't quite make it, finishing at 11,689. This is CBS News.
Attention men, Match.com has too many women. This is not a drill. We created a marketing campaign to attract as many of the most captivating women as possible. Well, it worked. Now we have more on our site than ever in recorded history. The odds are in your favor. Make your move with our Make Love Happen guarantee. If you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit Match.com, the number one site for love. See site for details.
Hello, would you like to be more successful with the opposite sex? I'm Ted Baker, and my program can teach you how to attract a mate. Listen to this.
Ted told me about logging on to freecreditreport.com. I learned that my good credit could help me buy a car and a boat, and now chicks dig me.
My patented system could work for you, too. Log on to freecreditreport.com to get your free credit score and report. A nice condo could make you irresistible.
Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. Get the score.
They're not very big, but they can sure be mean. That's why some park officials in Mountain View, California are warning folks to be on the lookout for some very aggressive rodents.
The signs are posted on these sandwich boards, which are scattered around the park. They say simply, beware of squirrels.
Oh, they've been up for quite a while because the squirrel problem has been a big issue.
Lori Gibson jogging through the park this morning. Have you seen aggressive squirrels?
Yeah, I have. And one of the reasons why is because originally people used to feed them and they used to be able to get into the trash cans. And so now that they've closed certain trash cans, they're getting aggressive. It's like, hey, where's my handout?
The city has decided to start trapping the rodents after a four-year-old boy was attacked and bitten by a squirrel last week. Matt Bigler, CBS News, Mountain View, California.
A five-year-old Chicago girl who never woke up from the sedation after a dentist visit died today. She'd been given oral and intravenous sedatives as well as nitrous oxide gas to have two cavities worked on. I'm Cammy McCormick, CBS.
The future is here and...
New rule. Jewish people have to start. The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to. Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New move. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320. If loving Enid is wrong, we don't want to be right. AM 1320.
5:06, 6 minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. I want to remind you that we have a couple of tickets that we're going to be giving away. I kind of forgot to do that, but we will do that as we are underway. This is to the Brewfest. This is the Fair Oaks Oktoberfest, and it's at Fair Oaks Park. And it's this Saturday, and it's from 1 to 5. And you have to be 21 or older, and you have to come here to pick them up, and we will do that as we are underway. And as we are underway, we'd love for you to call us. If you have never called us, I really particularly want to encourage you to call, even if you think you're going to be too timid and too shy. I think all of us feel too timid and too shy, and I feel too timid and too shy to call somebody else's show. So if your heart is thumping a little bit, it's just what happens, and we're all big boys and girls, and we will get over that. But I'm happy to have your ideas, and the number to do that, always toll-free, 349-1320 or 866-620-6120. And remember, we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. And you can email me, enid@kctc.com. And we're doing full frontal talk radio. I want to talk about, if you were just joining us, and I forget that many of you start to tune in at about this time because you're leaving work and you're getting into the car and you're trying to get home or get somewhere. And I forget that that you don't know that we've been really in vibrant discussions for the last couple of hours. So let me reprise what we've been talking about. We were talking about, first of all, the latest plot twist in the arena deal, which is you have all these businesses around the arena, and some of them will suffer if the Kings go away. And the rest of us will suffer, I suppose, if they stay. And we're also talking about this new poll that puts Angelita's Phil farther behind Arnold. I think the point spread is now about 17 points in one poll, a little bit less than that in another poll. Meanwhile, some heavy hitter Democrats are coming in to help shore up Phil's campaign. I think a lot of us feel like it's too late, but I think we're still going to vote for him. I'm still supporting him. I wish they had run a better campaign. What are your thoughts about that? What's AB going to do in terms of an endorsement? Are they going to endorse the winner, or are they going to endorse somebody that they think shares their values? That would be the question. 349-1320. We're also talking about the death penalty because it's under California's lethal injection is under evidentiary hearings whether it's cruel and unusual punishment. The testimony is being heard in San Jose, and a decision will be rendered in several weeks. And it's interesting to me the contrast between, you know, what's cruel and unusual punishment, and I, you know, flat out, I'm anti-death penalty, and the fact that we're trying to fine-tune the nuances of torture to contravene the Geneva Conventions when it comes to terrorism, of which we are all being terrorized, and we have caught hardly any terrorists at all, is certainly a ripe subject for discussion. And I want to add, add additional information and to what we have been discussing. First of all, let me see if I can dig it up here. We have got, before we get into some of the meat of it, this is what the Chronicle's reporting, and this is amazing to me. Top drawer colleges are failing in civics, and this is according to a study. Cal and Stanford are getting poor grades on tests. Seniors at Cal, at UC Berkeley, the nation's premier public university. Well, wait a minute. So is my school, Michigan. The University of Michigan is also a premier public university. Got an F in their basic knowledge of American history, government, and politics in a new national survey, and students at Stanford didn't do much better, getting a D. Out of 50 schools surveyed, Cal ranked 49th and Stanford 31st in how well they are increasing student knowledge about American history and civics between freshman and senior years. Other poor performers in the study were Yale, Duke, Brown, Cornell, you know, good schools. Johns Hopkins was the tail ender behind Cal, ranking 50th. The number one ranking went to the unpretentious Rhodes College in Memphis. The study was conducted by the University of Connecticut's Department of Public Policy and the nonprofit education organization. So let's see what some of the rankings were. Best to worst, the number one best in terms of teaching civics and governments, Rhodes College. Number two, Colorado State University. Three, Calvin College, which I think is in Grand Rapids, Michigan, if I'm not mistaken. Number four, Grove City College. Number five, UC University of Colorado at Boulder, or CU, actually, CU at Boulder. Spring Arbor University is number 6. University of New Mexico is number 7. University of Mobile, number 8. Florida Memorial University, number 9. And number 10, Central Connecticut State University. These are the best schools for learning government, history, civics, and so forth. The worst, 31, Stanford, number 40. University of Florida, number 41, Wofford College, 42, University of Virginia, 43, Georgetown, 44, Yale, 45, State University of West Georgia, 46, Duke, 47, Brown, 48, Cornell, 49, next to the bottom, Cal, UC Berkeley, and 50, the bottom, in this survey, Johns Hopkins, which has a fabulous medical school and is otherwise highly thought of. Institution of higher learning. It's interesting about higher learning because I think a lot of these schools are branded. It's like a certain medical institutions. You know, you wonder, is the Mayo Clinic all that good, or is it just branded and people think it's that great? Or the Cleveland Clinic. Some of these schools are branded top drawer, but are they? Are your kids learning anything in these schools? They're, you know, a lot of them are indulging in grade inflation. Everybody gets an A. I mean, what do grades mean? I want to move into... before we do that, I haven't shared this with you, but we're talking about local politics and how Angelides is dropping his lead, Arnold's lead, Schwartzy's lead over Phil is gotten greater, has increased. So he's running, he's got a great crack, I hope they're not on crack, campaign staff, as somebody pointed out, run by Kennedy and Kennedys. So McClintock. Who is he's getting an F. He gets a big red F, and Garamendi gets all A's. And this is the race for lieutenant governor. Whether the Sierra Club gives McClintock an F, so does the League of Conservation Voters, Environment California, and so on. California Seniors, Children's Advocacy Institute, National Association of Social Workers, California National Organization for Women, Planned Parenthood, NARAL, Pro-Choice California, AAUW, American Association of University Women of California, Equality California, Lambda Letters, People of Color Project, Applied Research Center, Asian Americans for Civil Rights and Equality, California Immigrant Welfare Collaborative, California Labor Federation, California School Employees Association, Consumer Federation of California, Alliance for Better Business, Housing California, California Public Interest Research Group, all give McClintock a big F. Tom McClintock, failing California year after year after year, 19 years in the legislature, and all he gets is an F. On the other hand, Garamendi, John Garamendi, is getting an A from the California Teachers Association, California Federation of Teachers, California School Employees Association, California Faculty Association, Faculty Association of California Community Colleges, United Teachers of L.A., California Sierra Club, League of Conservation Voters, Vote the Coast, Clean Water Action, California National Organization for Women, Planned Parenthood, Equality California, Professional Firefighters California are for give Garamendi an A. California Department of Forestry Firefighters give Garamendi an A. Peace Officers Research Association of California gets an A from them. Coalition of Law Enforcement Officers, Police Chiefs Association, Association of Highway Patrolmen, the California, California Union of Safety Employees, California Labor Federation, AFL-CIO, California Building Trades Council, and then California Nurses Association. I'll give Garamendi an A. So I think he's got a good shot. I think he could win. I hope he does. I hope he wins. You know that Bill Clinton, being interviewed by Chris Wallace, the smirking Chris Wallace, let him have it and went into meltdown. A lot of people criticized Clinton for it. I thought it was great. I thought it was one of those wonderful moments. And what we know is that negative advertising works. I thought it was authentic. I thought it was just lovely. I like that a lot. Well, Hillary Clinton is defending her husband's tact, adding that all Democrats should take the hint. In other words, Democrats have been criticized for being too wussy. And here is Hillary saying, you know what? Bill stood up to the plate, In unusually blunt terms, Hillary Clinton questioned the current administration's response to an intelligence briefing President Bush received about a month before the 9/11 attacks. It mentioned that al-Qaeda was intent on striking the U.S. Using hijacked planes. I'm certain, she said, Hillary said, that if my husband and his national security team had been shown a classified report entitled Bin Laden Determined to Attack Inside the U.S., he would have taken it more seriously than history suggests it was taken by our current president and his national security team, she said. Meanwhile, Condoleezza Rice says, you know what, hey, flatly false. We did everything that we could do. She's boiling over at Bubba. She accused Bill Clinton, Condoleezza Rice, a mediocrity, accused who hasn't done anything right. Do you remember she said we were going to have mushroom clouds if we didn't go to war against Iraq? Remember weapons of mass destruction, deception? Remember mushroom clouds? We're going to be toast. Remember all that? Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice accused Bill Clinton of making flatly false statements that the Bush administration didn't lift a finger to stop terrorism before the 9/11 attacks. Rice hammered Clinton, who leveled the charges in a contentious weekend interview with the smirking Chris Wallace, Fox News, for his claims that the Bush administration did not try to kill Osama bin Laden in the 8 months that they controlled the White House prior to the 9/11 attacks. The notion, somehow, that for 8 months the Bush administration sat there and didn't do that is just flatly false, she said. Flatly false. False. Falsies. You know, like those things you stick in your bazier. Anyway, she said, and I think that the 9/11 Commission understood that. Well, a memo received, they're here, now here in the opposing view, here is the real truth of it. Condoleezza Rice, we really can never take her word to the bank, not since she lied about weapons of mass destruction. A memo received by U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice shortly after becoming National Security Advisor in 2001 directly contradicts statements she made to reporters yesterday. We were not left a comprehensive strategy to fight al-Qaeda, Rice told a reporter for the New York Post. Big pieces were missing, she was saying, in contradicting the fact that Bill Clinton said that they were briefed and that they sat on their behinds for 8 months. Big pieces were missing, Rice added, like an approach to Pakistan that might work, because without Pakistan, you weren't going to get Afghanistan. Rice made the comments in response to claims made Sunday by former President Bill Clinton, who argued that his administration had done more than the current one to address the al-Qaeda problem before 9/11 terrorist attacks. She stopped just short of calling the former president a liar. However, Raw Story has found that just 5 days after George W. Dickey Bush was sworn into office, a memo from counterterrorism expert Richard Clark to Rice included the 2000 document called Strategy for Eliminating the Threat from the Jihadist Networks of Al-Qaeda, Status and Prospects. This document devotes over two of its 13 pages of material to specifically addressing strategies for securing Pakistan's cooperation in airstrikes against al-Qaeda and the Taliban in Afghanistan. So she's lying. Yet again, Condoleezza Rice is lying. She said that they didn't get any kinds of position papers and briefings on how to deal with Pakistan, and she's lying. This was all provided to her by Richard Clark, who Bubba says, Bill Clinton says, was demoted and sort of shoved aside in the Bush administration, in the George W. Dickey Bush administration. The strategy document includes three levers that the U.S. had started applying to Pakistan as far back as 1990. Sanctions, political and economic methods of persuasion are all offered as having been somewhat successful. Other portions of the passages relating to Pakistan marked as operational details have been redacted from the declassified memo at the CIA's request. But in any event, the Clinton people had really briefed, and we had been hearing about this for quite a long time, not just recently, but hearing about it for a long time before this Bill's meltdown on Fox News. There is a story that ESPN, and it denies that it did it, silenced New Orleans jeers for ex-President Bush, for the father. There's another story that tells us that the Bush administration has blocked release of a report that suggests that global warming is contributing to the frequency and strength of hurricanes. This is according to the journal Nature. What the Bush administration has been able to do is, whether it's global warming or whatever it is, it makes you believe that the data is in question. They tell you, you know, that's what you heard. You heard in this national intelligence estimate. You heard that Iraq, going to war in Iraq, has created more terrorism. But, you know, that's open to question. You heard that global warming could be happening. But you know what? The scientific data aren't in. Here is the Bush administration blocked release of a report that suggests global warming is contributing to the frequency and strength of hurricanes. Well, the scientific evidence isn't in. ESPN denies silencing New Orleans jeers for ex-President Bush. I mean, in every way, it strikes me that what we're looking at from this administration is manipulated information. Now, let's put a couple other elements together here and see if we can get a picture. I started the broadcast today, Enid Live, by saying we were hoping to keep this a Terrell-free zone because because there are allegations that he was he's been busying himself with the possibility of committing suicide, and of course everybody's talking about it and everybody's leading with him. We have also talked about Newsweek, this week's edition, the international edition of Newsweek talked about how we have lost Afghanistan, but the domestic, the U.S. edition of Newsweek has Annie Leibovitz and her celebrity photos on the cover, her talking about her life. We really are so easy to manipulate. We really want to bury ourselves into a celebrity culture. We really are not so interested in the facts. And so when the administration says, you know, it's in question, we really don't know. Global warming, just an idea. Evolution, hasn't been proved yet. Smoking bad for your health, we're not sure. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And in addition, what we're getting from the administration is manipulated data in the form of paying off pundits like Armstrong Williams, video news releases that are manipulated to look like real news stories, but really it's propaganda coming out from the White House. In every way, I think that the underpinnings, the honesty, what makes our society great, the democracy we thought we had, everything is now up for spin. It's all spin. It's all any means to justify the end. And so when we're talking about California looking into its execution policies for lethal injection because it could violate the cruel and unusual ban in the Constitution, at the same time that we're considering ways that we can fine-tune our torture techniques when should we ever encounter an actual terrorist, that too is up for consideration. I mean, all of it, just think of the ways in which what we have known to be our Constitution is being the democracy that we, the democratic way that we has been so, I'm not describing it, but the democracy that we have lived and breathed and idealized and thought we had is really up for grabs. It's really, really in a kind of disarray. And this administration is so brilliant at spinning the media that I am amazed that we have allowed it to happen. I am amazed that we are so immersed in celebrity culture, that we are so immersed in Terrell and whether or not he's committing suicide. We're so immersed in Anna Nicole's, who the real father of her child is, and their son had a lot of drugs and methadone and so on in his system, methadone at his age, and antidepressants, and that's why he died. I'm just amazed that we have allowed that to take center stage in our lives and in our thoughts and in what we consider the public dialogue, and the real stuff is happening, and what we know, real democracy, the fabric is being pulled away. One day it's going to kind of crash because I think it's going to come crumbling down. What are your thoughts? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you so much, Enid. Well, a little breezy. We're going to see lows tonight right around 56. Tomorrow, highs 89. We're at 76. The River City traffic, I'll tell you, Riverside, or excuse me, southbound Fruit Ridge Road right there and 99. We do have a three-car crash. Main Street and 193. It looks like the vehicle is stopping traffic on into Sacramento, southbound I-5, just south of Q Street. A two-car crash there. Hit and run. We do have a Tweedway and Rasmussen Circle in North Sacramento. Looks like they got emergency vehicles on scene, and it's stopping traffic over there. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire.
We'll make America where we want it to be. A literate country and a hopeful country.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Are you having trouble paying your...
This is an AM 1320 left channel action calendar. Help preserve open space in our region by attending the Sacramento Valley Conservancy's annual Treasures of the Valley event on Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center, 6000 J Street. This fun evening spotlights local artists and includes a live and silent auction. You'll also be treated to great food, wine and beer, and jazz featuring Shake Don't Stir. Treasures of the Valley supports the Sacramento Valley Conservancy, the award-winning nonprofit land trust that is committed to preserving the beauty, character, and diversity of the Sacramento Valley landscape. That's Treasures of the Valley, Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center. For more information, go to SacramentoValleyConservancy.org or call 916-731-8798.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel, and Freedom from War invite you to take part in a week of education and entertainment. The first annual Week of Peace is Sunday, October 1st through Saturday, October 7th. The week includes daily events, including a Peace Awards dinner, the screening of the extraordinary film Beyond Treason, a panel discussion on peace featuring congressional candidates, a jazz mixer, and more. The Week of Peace is a unique opportunity to explore with others the realization of a world of nonviolence, peace, and social justice. For more information, log on to freedomfromwar.org or go to the events page at 1320leftchannel.com. Find out how you can purchase a passport to all of the events with your $50 donation going to your favorite peace organization. So join AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel and Freedom from War and stand up for peace by taking part in Peace Week, October 1st through October 7th.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
5:30 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7 on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. And we are talking, I'm just thinking as I'm looking at all these stories. And by the way, when Condoleezza Rice said about Bill Clinton that it was flatly false, all his allegations, not only is it not true, there was a memo from Richard Clark detailing all kinds of things that tried to brief her, but Newsweek is reporting that, for the record, what Bill Bill Clinton said to Chris Wallace was mostly true. Clinton and his national security advisor, Sandy Berger, who was ridiculed in the ABC miniseries for allegedly shrinking from efforts to assassinate bin Laden, regularly discussed the al-Qaeda problem and repeatedly pressed the U.S. military for more options against bin Laden. It was mainly the military which feared another Desert One debacle when 8 U.S. commandos died in a botched effort to rescue American hostages in Tehran that shrank from taking more aggressive action than cruise missile strikes. So no operation that was ever recommended to President Clinton was ever turned down, said Sandy Berger's former deputy, who is now a dean at the Lyndon B. Johnson School of Public Affairs, University of Texas. So Bill Clinton's version, according to Newsweek, was a pretty accurate version of what went down. And Condoleezza Rice can manipulate all she wants. And what is coming out of this administration is completely manipulated information in every single way. I mean, they pay people to say things and pretend that these are honest opinions. That it is a complete propaganda wing. And if there's science involved, global warming, I'm telling you, if religion doesn't kill us, then global warming will get us. If it's global warming, if it's sex advice, they put it all in question. They rip it off the websites. You can't get, you know, evolution is just a theory. They say global warming, it's just a theory. We don't know. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. It's like the cigarette manufacturers who said cancer caused by cigarettes. Well, you know, the science isn't in yet. Rob in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Enid. First, let me preface this by saying that I'm unfortunately not able to listen to you all day long.
Why ever not?
Well, you know, they got the work thing, and I can't have you blaring at work. But anyways, this morning listening to you guys, I heard an advertisement for, and I'll call it an advertisement, for John Doolittle. And,
yeah.
I was really surprised, and why I haven't been able to listen all day, I can't speak to whether or not you guys are airing ads for Charlie Brown, but as far as this idea of manipulation goes, I think that is, it's very telling in that it is all about the money, and that I know Doolittle has a lot more money than Charlie Brown, so he can probably afford the airtime, but that...
Rob, let me give you the facts. We are airing Charlie Brown ads, and the FCC requires that if you take political monies from one candidate, you got to take them from all.
Equal time.
That's right. Well, there isn't the equal time provision that there once was. But if you are taking political, if you're taking political dollars, you know, from one candidate, you can't discriminate. You've got to take any comer. We're surprised that they want to run ads on our air. We don't know if it's a deliberate buy or whether it's part of a group buy. We are 6 radio stations, Entercom radio stations here in Sacramento. And they may have the Doolittle campaign may have made a group buy, and we're part of it. I think the ads are interesting because they mention Charlie Brown as much as they mention Doolittle, so I really think it's a plus for Charlie. And Charlie's campaign is running ads on our air as well.
That's good to hear, but I mean, does the management enable you to speak to those ads, or do you...
If you have been listening to our show, we devoted a lot of Monday to talking about the ads. I can talk about it all I want, and we did. And we played the ads, and people commented on them. We can say whatever. That's what's great about Enid Live and about 1320. You say whatever you want.
And yeah, and I would hope that this would be discussed substantially every day. It's a pretty, I mean, from the ad, just listening to the ad from basically what bringing up the whole sex slave, which Doolittle has, if not said, I support sex slavery, what he has supported as far as the Mauritania Islands, and that what Charlie is referring to is definitely, semantics aside, what the guy is supporting.
So I'm going to put it to the audience. Does everybody want to talk about Doolittle 4 hours a day, 5 days a week? It's Rob. It's not a feasible idea. But let me ask you this.
I know it's not a feasible idea.
Let me ask you. And here, you're not even listening all the time. Had you been listening more, you would have heard us talking about this. So you can't miss a second of Enid Live. You just can't. Let me ask you.
If only you were on 24/7.
I'm going to waggle my finger in your face. And so let me ask you, what are you doing for the Doolittle campaign? Are you volunteering money or time?
For the Doolittle campaign?
I mean for the Charlie Brown campaign.
Unfortunately, all I can do right now for Charlie Brown is to tell as many people as possible that if they're not going to vote for him, it's a direct vote against their best interest.
Well, Rob, that is a great thing to do, but why don't you volunteer a little bit with the campaign? Why can't you do that?
Well, it's called a two-week-old baby girl, and unfortunately, family takes precedent. So I'll put that out there to the those family values conservatives, and let some of my my Democratic brethren who aren't in my position take up the slack for me. But as far as spreading the good word,
can you write a little check for $5 or $10?
Oh, I've done that on occasion.
Okay, when you can. So anything you can do is greatly appreciated. Rabbi, thank you for the call. See, I got to waggle my finger. You guys, listen, you miss a little, you miss a lot. All right, this is supposed to be a front page story in tomorrow's, and this is the good news. So what here's what we're talking about. We're talking about everything that comes out of this administration is manipulated information. This is administration is the propaganda. Is just a propaganda, an excretory it excretes propaganda. That's what this administration does. So and here's what the polls are saying. No matter what that Condoleezza Rice says on behalf of the administration, that what Bill Clinton said is flatly false, even though Newsweek says he pretty much had it right. Here is the polling. The polling says that this is now a Gallup survey. The American public puts the primary blame on Bush rather than on Clinton for the fact that bin Laden has not been captured. A majority of Americans say Bush is more to blame, 53%, compared with 36% that are blaming Clinton. So a majority of Americans say Bush is more to blame than Clinton is. oh, I just found out. Now, I just got this from Charlie. Charlie tells me that that the Doolittle campaign has bought ads on any station in Sacramento. See, this is what we didn't know. So here's another piece of the puzzle. Oh, you never know what's going to happen on Enid Live. The Doolittle campaign has apparently bought ads on any station in Sacramento that has Charlie Brown ads on it. Now, this is interesting because here's what it says. It indicates to me, and you may have some thoughts about this, what it indicates is that they are really running scared and they want to counter everything. But, you know, the more they mention Charlie Brown's name, the more I think they're doing Charlie a favor. And here is what's being reported, that the New York Times editors have set a page one splash for tomorrow's edition. I haven't seen the edition yet, claiming that Democrats suddenly face a map with new and, listen to this, unexpected opportunities to regain control of the Senate. Oh, my goodness. We all thought that the Dems could gain control of the House. But now the New York Times is prepared to report, it is being reported, that the Democrats suddenly face a map with new and unexpected opportunities to retain control of the Senate. And maybe George Allen, Mr. Macaca himself, where the macaca is hitting the fan, and we hope George Allen hits the fan with it, maybe he's one down in terms of the Senate. We are leading the paper with it, says a newsroom source. With less than 6 weeks to go before Election Day, races are so tight that they could slip in one direction or another in a matter of days. Now, remember, one of the things that's being reported, one of the theories that's being reported is the reason that the Bush administration wants to declassify parts of the NIE, the National Intelligence Estimate, has to do with doing it in advance of Election Day, so getting it out of the way and walking voters through it and, you know, making everything sound uncertain, just like they do with scientific issues. What are your thoughts about that? And then 73% say that the Iraq war is not going well. 73%. Wow, that's a big figure. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. In another poll, 73% of us believe that the Iraq war is not going well. Most of us blame Bush rather than Clinton for the failure to capture bin Laden. What are your thoughts about that from this manipulated, spinning administration? I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
It's Wacky Wednesday to me, Enid, and I'll tell you, that's the way the traffic's been going down. South Bend 99 by Fruit Ridge Road, as usual, much more wacky around this Wednesday. We've got a three-car crash there going South Bend 99. It looks like Shelton, Mack Road, Laguna, Elk Grove Boulevard, and whatever the next street is, there's crashes all the way down there. North Bend 99. Going on to Cap City Freeway, we have a two-car crash there as well, right before Cal Expo. Enid Live continues at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
We may not have solved America's problems yet, but we're working on it. AM 1320.
1320.
Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's your right to listen to the left.
This is for Lee News.
AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel invites you to the 5th Annual Voters Education Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 p.m. to 5:30. This free event presented by the Asian Pacific Islander American Public Affairs Association is your opportunity to hear candidates running for office, including a debate between California Lieutenant Governor hopefuls John Garamendi and Tom McClintock. Also expect a lively debate on the downtown sports arena issue between supporters including Daryl Steinberg and foes like Assembly Member Dave Jones.
You can also win one of two $1,000 cash raffle prizes for taking a day off from work to vote.
Be an informed voter. Join 1,000 other interested citizens at this year's Voter Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 to 5:30 p.m. More information is at APAPA.org. That address again is APAPA.org.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation under the new media. And can you hear the sound of hysteria? The subliminal my America.
Whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence. Great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Halls Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and Almond Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
It's her opinion and you're entitled to it. Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five
9:46 on the Wacky Wednesday edition of Enid Live, as Lisa West would say. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about a New York Times, supposed to be a front page story. The Drudge Report is reporting that it's going to be a page one splash tomorrow, that Democrats suddenly face a map with new and unexpected opportunities, that they have a bigger chance to regain control of the Senate. I really hope that is true. I can't wait. And number one on the bestseller list, Frank Rich, greatest story ever sold, and it's number one opening week of the book. So I think that's great too, because the first thing I turn to when the sunny New York Times comes thuds on my doorstep, because it weighs about 50 pounds, is Frank Rich's column. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And the news, the Deep Doo Doo Doolittle has bought ads on any station in Sacramento that runs Charlie Brown ads. And, you know, can I tell you? We are thrilled at KCTC at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We're thrilled to take Doolittle's filthy money. John in Sacramento, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, John.
Hi, Enid. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome.
Yes, I really appreciate the opportunity to invite you and all of your listeners to come down to Sac City College tomorrow at noon, where Phil Angelides will be hosting an anti-war rally with the Sac City College Democrats. It's going to be at the Art Court Center, and I got to tell you, I've spent the last few days out at Sac City, and the enthusiasm out there for the message of a strong Democrat taking on Bush and Schwarzenegger on the war has just been incredible. We're expecting a good turnout and a huge turnout, and we'd love to make it even bigger by inviting everyone out.
Are you a student? Are you a college student, John?
Yes, I am.
Okay, where are you at Sac State?
Actually at Sac City College.
You're a student at Sac City College, and are you old enough to vote?
Yes, I am.
So is it too late to register, or is there still time to register to vote?
No, we have until October the 23rd to register, and actually that's one of the things we've been doing. We've gotten about 40 people registered this week, and it's just been fantastic, and they're all good Democrats.
Okay, so you're getting people registered, and can I ask you how many of your friends listen to Enid Live and AM 1320?
Enid, just about everyone I know. All the young Democrats just love you, and we love Air America, and we're so glad to have a progressive voice out there.
You know, even if these are a pack of lies, your goddess here is thrilled to hear what you had to say. Is it really true that students, college students, are listening to talk radio, listening to us at AM 1320?
You'd actually be surprised. A lot of them are. There's a lot of hunger out there for people to speak to our issues and talk. And progressive radio is really the only media out there that's doing it.
Well, we're thrilled, and we're glad that you're out there registering good Democrats. And poor Phil, I mean, you saw the polls. He's really trailing Arnold.
He is, but we're hoping his strong stand against the war will be what we need to, you know, kickstart, especially young Democrats, and get them motivated, because there's just too much at stake this election. And we're going to do everything we can at Sac City, and we hope everyone else does too.
Okay, good work, John. And one quick question. Are you finding that students there are politically motivated students, but are you finding that a lot of students are pretty apathetic about politics in general? I mean, there was a survey that came out, and Cal and Stanford ranked very low on any kind of government or civics. The students there, you know, got abysmal scores on issues to do with government and civics.
You know, I think that is probably a pretty fair way to say it, but I think the approach isn't necessarily talking to people about candidates or about the parties themselves, but actually talking about issues. And what we've been doing is engaging people on issues like environment, like the war, and they're really responding. And when they take a look at the issues, they know that the Democratic Party is the only party that they can come home.
But they're interested in the issues. They're not interested in celebrity photographers.
That's exactly it.
They're not interested in Terrell. They're not, whether or not he's trying to commit suicide. They're not interested in the cause of Anna Nicole Smith's son's death, or who is actually the father of Anna Nicole Smith's child? You mean they're actually interested in issues?
They are. In fact, I think it's probably fair to say that the 18 to 35 crowd, the young voters, are probably more disgusted with the media than our older counterparts, our parents and our grandparents. It's just ridiculous. And, you know, it's almost insulting to people to focus on those issues when there's so many things like climate change and the war and the economy and healthcare that we're struggling with every single day, and it's just not getting addressed by the media. So thank you so much for keeping those issues on the
phone. Well, we're thrilled to do it, and I'm delighted to hear that that students and people in the 18 to 35-year-old category are really interested in these issues, because they are our hope. I thank you very much, John, and good luck with the rally tomorrow. So what time do people have to get there?
The rally starts at noon. Parking is a little limited. We're encouraging everyone to take the light rail, which has a convenient stop right on campus.
Okay.
But if you get there around 11:30, noon or so, it should be great.
And this is at Sac City College?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And noon, and Angelides is going to talk about the war. All right. Well, report back and let us know how it went. And let us know what the turnout is. And Lauren says she's a young Democrat, too.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, just real quick, I know you got to go, but the administration told us today that they're actually worried that we might have too many people there. But I don't think there's any such thing as too many people.
Oh, I just say, you know what? People, more people and more people. People and more people. That would be the ideal here. So thanks very much, John. Okay.
Thank you.
Appreciate the information. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa Webb.
I love Wacky Wednesdays, Enid, especially when people like that call. Just so much fun. Our traffic, though, over there in Southbound 99 is not fun. We are so slow over there. A couple of car crashes all the way up to Elk Grove Boulevard. Coming in northbound Cap City Freeway just before Cal Expo. And you know how it turns out there and there's that big old wall? Well, it looks like we had a vehicle that hit that. And we have a three-car crash there, including a big rig over there. J Street, a two-car crash, and a collision Motherlode and French Creek by Placerville. Now, that is stopping traffic. And it looks like, what do we got? Oh, my goodness. We have about 25 cows in the roadway in northbound I-5. Enid Live continues at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. For a limited time.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
To understand it.
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not
Romney
the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
If Romney gets the nomination, the tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly.
Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
To Enid now,
349-1320. 5:54 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7. And I think the magic moment has arrived. We have a couple of tickets to give away here in the flea market of ideas, the flea market of full frontal talk radio that calls itself Enid Live. I have two tickets to give away, but here's the catch. You've got to be over 21 because liquor is involved. And these tickets are worth $20 a piece, so it's $40 worth of tickets. This is to the Fair Oaks Oktoberfest of 2006. It's this Saturday, September the 30th, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., unlimited microbrew tasting, so take a taxi home. Don't drive. Let your friends drive. Friends don't let friends vote Republican. Oh, and you have to. Here's the catch. You got to come here and pick them up. So you have to be over 21, and you have to come here and pick them up at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel, and you have to be the fifth caller. So 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Be the fifth caller, and you have a pair of tickets to unlimited microbrew tasting. And I would guess that there's probably going to be a... Oh, and listen to this. You can fill out and turn it in. There's going to be a prize drawing also. So you fill it out and you turn it in. And if you go to the website, it is fairoaksbrewfest.com. No ice chests, please. And come over and pick them up at the station, at our radio station here, which is 5345 Madison Avenue. You have to be over 21, and congratulations, we do have a winner. Steve is the winner, and Steve is going to get mildly plotzed and zotzed, probably, at the Brew Fest. He'll be tasting a lot, and he'll be saying, when he tastes it, morose but amusing. We've been talking about many, many things, as usual. We've been talking about, here's John Kerry. God, I forgot to tell you about this. Apparently, John Kerry is, his spirit has been revived by a certain spiritual Viagra. He says he's pretty much feeling that he's got what it takes to run again. He's said that he's pretty much feeling what you need to feel. Oh, here's how he answered the question. He's pretty much feeling what you need to feel to run for president. Since losing the 2004 presidential election, John Kerry has been actively laying the groundwork to run again. These comments put him rhetorically one step closer. Kerry says, you just got to make the judgment. You also have to make the judgment, which I'm pretty much feeling. I'm saying that I have something to say. I have some unfinished business from the last round. I don't like what they did. I don't like how they framed it, and I don't like what they're doing to the country today. I think we can do better. Have we had enough of John Kerry? I think it's over. I think it's time for somebody else. I think Kerry had a shot. I think it didn't work out well. I think it's warmed over soup to think, and I like what Chris Rock said about John. He said at the Academy Awards, Chris Rock said, Oprah is so rich. John Kerry is in the parking lot right now proposing marriage to her. Most Iraqis, there's a new poll out that tell the most Iraqis favor a U.S. pullout.
News, I'm Mark Knoller at the White House. There was no guessing about who came to dinner.
These two men are personal friends of mine.
That was President Bush's welcome this evening to Presidents Hamid Karzai of Afghanistan and Pervez Musharraf of Pakistan. He regards both as vital allies in the war on terror, despite growing tensions between them on border security and handling extremists.
And so today's dinner is a chance for us to strategize together, to talk about the need to cooperate, to make sure that people have got a hopeful future.
Speaking to reporters in the Rose Garden as he led his guests to dinner, Mr. Bush said they all share the same outlook for a hopeful world. I'm Mark Knoller at the White House. With more CBS News, here is Cammy McCormick.
A new poll of Iraqis finds about 6 in 10 of them approve of attacks on U.S. forces. Dr. Stephen Call of the University of Maryland, which conducted the survey.
78% now believe that the presence of U.S. troops is provoking more conflict than it is preventing, that it's really a net negative for the security of the Iraqi people.
The poll also found Iraqis have poor opinions of Osama bin Laden and Iran's president, and a majority believe Iraq will survive the current turmoil and be one state 5 years from now. For many parents, it brought back the nightmare of Columbine. A gunman entered a high school in Bailey, Colorado today and took 6 students hostage. It was after releasing 4 of them that correspondent Lee Frank tells us police decided it was time to move.
The gunman was not directly talking with negotiators. He was only talking through one of the hostages, and then he set a deadline. At that point, the sheriff says they had no choice but to decide to go in to try and save the hostages. Apparently, when the officers burst into the classroom where the 2 girls were being held hostage, one of the girls was shot by the gunman, who then took his own life.
A hospital in Denver now says that student has died. A massive wildfire burning north of Los Angeles has prompted a call for more voluntary evacuations. Nearly 4,000 firefighters are doing battle with this blaze. It's grown to nearly 150,000 acres.
What firefighters are doing is they're trying to drown out this fire by pouring as much fire retardant and as much water on the lines as possible. They are attacking the lines right now because the wind has stayed pretty calm and gentle, about 10 miles an hour.
Correspondent Terry Okita. How old is too old to fly? Pilots have been lobbying in Washington this week, many seeking to push back their retirement age from 60 to 65. FAA Chief Marion Blakey wants a forum with airline and medical experts to discuss whether that's feasible. In San Jose, California, a federal court hearing over the state's method of execution, lethal injection. A veterinarian testified today he wouldn't use the method on animals because the combination of drugs would cause pain and suffering. On Wall Street, the Dow finished up 19 points. This is CBS News.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 877-33-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 877-33-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 877-33-GO-WIN. Call now.
Was Mona Lisa expecting? CBS News correspondent Elaine Cobb reports from Paris on some new speculation surrounding the famous portrait.
For centuries, people have wondered what she was smiling at. Now, art historians believe it's because the Mona Lisa was pregnant or had just given birth. Thanks to a 3D laser scan of Da Vinci's famous painting, art experts can see she was wearing a fine gauze veil over her clothes when she sat for the painting. They say that kind of garment was worn only by pregnant women or recent mothers. Prompting speculation, the painting was commissioned from Leonardo da Vinci to celebrate the birth. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
The Federal Communications Commission says it plans to study television ads to determine if they have an impact on how much our kids eat. The average child watches 2 to 4 hours of television each day and sees an estimated 40,000 ads each year. I'm Cammy McCormick, CBS News.
Jackson Rancheria.
No more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your ass. All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
Listening to your radio this morning saying, where are Scott and Sim? And the answer is one of the kids. This is something we recorded before we left.
Well, the bail bondsman might disagree with you.
What you do on your vacation is your business.
Mm-hmm.
We're both adults. But we will be back unless something unfortunate happens.
There's always that possibility.
Either on vacation or here. And when we get back, I'm telling you, dynamite shows. Not like before.
Right.
Absolute on-fire, raging liberalism.
Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to hour four of the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours yours alone until seven, and you can join the conversation 349-1320, 866-620-6320. You can email me enid@kctc.com. Your goddess is on call 24/7, or we stream live 1320leftchannel.com. And I want to urge you, if you have never called a talk radio show before, please consider doing it. Less than 1% of the audience ever does call in. We love to hear new voices. We love to make new friends. And you will, you might be a little bit nervous. I would be very nervous if I were calling somebody else's show, but you will get over it. And we would love to hear what you have to say, because it could really alter the dialogue. So let me put that out there. Did you see Jon Stewart's show, the Jon Stewart show, when he had Pervez Musharraf on? Well, that was, I think it was just last night. And here's a little bit of a clip from it. Do we have that racked up somewhere in the audio archives?
Now, I know it is customary in Pakistan to offer tea to a guest for hospitality's sake. So I have brought you, this is a jasmine green tea.
Thank you very much.
May I pour?
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, sir. This is, do you recognize?
Very thoughtful of you.
Is this a tea that is recognizable to you?
Yeah, it is.
Is it
Urdu.
It's good.
Yeah.
Is it a bargain tea? Have I insulted you in any way?
No, you didn't.
It's a good
tea. Well, it is good tea.
I've also, this is an American delicacy. It's called a Twinkie.
Thank you. Thank you.
It is made up of a collection of things that are not edible, but when put all together, it becomes edible. We don't know how they do it. Let me have this. Please, sir, to you.
Yeah.
To your health, sir. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's quite good. Is it good?
Yeah,
where's Osama bin Laden?
I don't know. You know it? You know where he is? You lead on, we'll follow you.
Thank you very much, sir.
And there it is. Where is Osama bin Laden? He's hiding. He's living with a Twinkie somewhere. He's hiding. And here is Musharraf, who's just amazing because he's on a book tour. I mean, he can't. He's having dinner with, or did have dinner, or supposed to have dinner with Bush and Karzai of Afghanistan. Bush is becoming more and more combative. I think the more combative he becomes, the more unglued he's becoming. The New York Times is set to report in tomorrow's edition that the race for Senate is much more open for Democrats than anybody thought it would. You know, in other words, Democrats really have a shot at it. So I am hoping against hope. 349-1320, 866, 620-6320. If you're just joining us, however, it's not looking so good for Phil Angelides. He continues to trail Arnold, and the point spread continues to increase. This is not so good, and I wish that Phil could step on the gas, but it's not looking great for him. I want to also share with you that most people in the most recent Gallup poll on the subject believe that it is Bush's fault that we were not able to get bin Laden rather than Clinton's fault. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Bob and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Bob.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I don't recall exactly when it was, but several days ago you were discussing what kind of protest should take place should Bush come to town and visit Doolittle.
He is coming to town.
Yeah, when is that going to be, do you know?
I think October the 3rd, but the Charlie Brown campaign doesn't want people to protest because they think it'll work against them.
Yeah, well, I think that it might, but I had an idea. Rather than...
Because the Charlie Brown campaign is going to have a rally on that very day in Loomis.
In Loomis?
Yeah. So call the campaign or go to the website. What's your thought?
Well, my thought would be do just the opposite of what Bush is doing. Rather than coming in for a high, expensive fundraiser with all of these rich Republicans, why don't the Democrats meet someplace, invite all the veterans and the homeless, and feed them for free? Have a spaghetti feed for the homeless and for the veterans.
Well, why don't you suggest that to the Doolittle campaign? Because what they're doing is it's $20, but they're not going to turn anybody away. So beans and franks and, I don't know what they've got planned, but I know food, and if they would love a donation, but if you don't have it, you're welcome to stay. Why don't you suggest it to the Charlie Brown campaign?
That's a great idea. Maybe what they should do is $20 for everybody who wants to donate, but free for any vet and his family.
Well, it's free to anybody who doesn't have the $20. It's free to anybody. Now, Bob, let me ask you, how have you helped out the Charlie Brown campaign?
I'm sorry, what was that?
How have you helped out the Charlie Brown campaign?
Well, actually, I haven't done much for Charlie. My wife's family comes from Stockton, so I'm working on the McNerney campaign against Pombo.
Okay. Well, you know, Charlie can use an extra 5 or 10 or whatever you can give him if you can't volunteer.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He is, and we think he has a great shot at unseating a very corrupt politician, and that would be Doolittle. I thank you for the idea. Good idea. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. A couple of pieces of news that I want to share with you. First of all, this sort of happened under the radar, and I want to share this with you because I haven't seen much coverage of it. Accompanying a minor across the state line to obtain an abortion and avoid parental notification in the girl's home state would become a federal crime under a bill that the House passed on a vote of 264 to 153. So if you live in a state where you have to, if you're a minor and you have to provide parental notification in order to get an abortion, in order to terminate a pregnancy, if an adult accompanies a minor across the state line to obtain an abortion and avoid parental notification in the girl's home state would become a federal crime under a vote that passed the House. Supporters of the legislation argue that it makes no sense that minors who need parental permission to get an aspirin at school or go on field trips can get an abortion without telling their parents. Well, you know what? They aren't the same. Opponents argue that it would result in the arrests of grandparents and others who are trying to shield girls from abusive parents and also accompany them out of state to what would be a very confusing and, if you were a teenager and you were facing the possibility of having an abortion, you want to have an adult with you. It might not be your parents. Maybe in this case, your parents are not the appropriate people. You know, maybe they are the reason you have acted out and you have gotten yourself pregnant. I don't know. But I think this is hideous. The only saving grace here is that the Senate, chances are slim that the House and the Senate, which approved a more limited version of the bill in July, will devise a compromise they can send to the President before the end of this session of Congress. But you know what? They're going to keep chipping away. What are your thoughts about this? 349-1320. Making it a federal crime, you know, every way they can. They want to manipulate you. They want to twist you. They want to shut down the sunshine, shut down any kind of transparency, shut down really free speech, shut down freedom of movement, shut down the truth. This is what this administration is all about. So here is the House passing an abortion bill that would make it a federal crime. If you're a grandparent, if you're an adult, if you're a friend, and you are accompanying a minor across the state line to obtain an abortion and avoid in order to avoid parental notification that would have to have occurred in the girl's home state, this is now a federal crime, or would be. The House voted it, but the Senate has voted a more restrictive version, and it's probably not going to come to the president's desk before the congressional recess or before the election. But this is something that these conservatives want to be able to showcase when they return home next week to campaign for the midterm election. What are your thoughts about that? 349-1320. Huey and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Huey.
Let me see if I get this straight. You have a young girl
who
has been abused by her stepfather.
Maybe.
And is pregnant.
Maybe.
So Congress is now enacting a law to encourage her to leave the state alone, scared and vulnerable. That's brilliant.
Right. To victimize her twice, and to victimize anybody who's going to try and help her, they would be guilty of a federal crime.
That's got to be the most brain-dead proposal I've heard.
All right. What's your argument when they say that you got to have permission to get an aspirin at school or go on a field trip, so you ought to have permission from your parents?
Well, in the first place, that isn't true. Secondly, as you point out, it's a very different situation. And the way these parental issues become so naughty is where you're requiring notification in instances, frankly, where the parents are part of the problem. They're either in denial about who it was who caused the minor to get pregnant, or there's such a lack of communication that what you're doing. I mean, the whole purpose of parental notification is to force scared minors who are pregnant
and who may not want their parents to know about it. You know, you cannot legislate relationships between children and their parents. God bless you. Federal law cannot get into that the testosterone zone.
Well, they don't care about the relationship. What they're trying to do is force pregnant children
to have the child.
Carry the fetus to term.
Right. That's exactly right.
That's what this whole thing is about, but it is unconscionable that they would encourage or rather create a situation where the minor's only option is to leave the state alone. I mean, that is shameful.
It is absolutely shameful. I could not agree with you more, Hugh. You've made the point very well. I thank you for doing it. 349-1320, 866-620, 613-20. Kimbra in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Kimbra.
Hi, Enid. I was just curious about this bill that's been passed for the abortion across state lines. How do we know that a bunch of Democrats didn't vote on it if it passed? That's my concern. Where are they getting their backing? And why doesn't anyone talk about why isn't there a conversation about how many in all are passing these rules?
Well, you know, you bring up a really good point. All I know is that this passed the House, but the Senate version is different, and they won't get reconciled before everybody leaves to go campaigning for the midterm. But they're going to keep chipping away at it, and they're going to try and make it happen. But the vote was 264 to 153, so there had to have been.
There had to have been.
Yeah, there had to have been Democratic votes on this.
Right. So, yeah, what I would like to know is who voted what, and I suppose there's a website I could visit, but I just haven't thought of that yet. Where are these people from, God, I'm so far left, the buses don't run where I am. And I would like to hear about what Kamea is doing about stuff like this. I mean, you know, what are the people in the Green Party doing to try and get rid of this kind of legislation.
Well, I don't know if they're doing anything. I don't know if this is the kind of thing that is green enough for them. I think it's pretty ripe for discussion, but whether it's green or not, I don't know. I have no idea, but I think your point is very well taken. There had to have been Democratic votes on this thing, and this is something that passed the House by a vote of 264-153, criminalizing, making it a federal crime to accompany a scared and vulnerable teenager across state lines to terminate a pregnancy. I think this is so draconious and hideous. I can only wonder about Bush's children and whether they'll ever need it, his daughters, whether they will ever need these services.
They got all the abortions they needed.
I thank you for the call. those two little slutty girls. I thank you for the call, Kimbra. 349-1320, 866-620, 61320. Corey in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Corey.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Did you call us earlier?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. We had another Corey calling us earlier.
Oh.
Welcome. Tell me what's on your mind.
I have a problem with how you guys say it's bad that this bill passed. I just feel that if a parent has to accompany a child, I feel that that's actually a good law. Now, if it comes down to like what you're saying, that if like there's a stepfather that, you know, was abusing a child or whatever, I mean, there's special services for that, you know.
No. If a stepfather abused the stepdaughter and she gets pregnant, sexual abuse, and she gets pregnant, and if she were to tell her mother, can you imagine what would happen in that family? So she goes across, because there's a parental notification law in that state, and she leaves the state to terminate the pregnancy someplace else because she doesn't have the parental permission, and an adult accompanies her, that adult is committed a federal crime under this House bill, which has not been reconciled with the Senate version, so it's not yet law, but the House did vote it in. So you think this is really a good idea, Corey?
I think not on all circumstances, obviously not all laws.
Well, then that's why you don't want a law. This is why you don't want a law like this.
But think about your own children. You're telling me that you wouldn't want to know that your child is...
Yeah, but can you legislate it? Maybe the kid is acting out because she's coming from a really abusive family. Maybe there's no... And maybe she's got parents who are going to withhold permission and force her into having the child she doesn't want to have. Then what do you do?
Well, then that's why there's services out there to protect a child like that.
If she's in a state, Corey, listen to me. If she's in a state that requires parental notification to have an abortion, to terminate the pregnancy, and her parents don't give her the notification, let's assume she even asks. She may not want them to know. But let's assume she asks, and let's assume they withhold permission. What are her options? She's got to bear the child she doesn't want to bear, or she leaves the state and goes to a state that doesn't require parental notification, and if an adult travels with her, that adult is liable to have committed a federal crime. It's become a federal criminal act. Well, now, is that fair? What's your argument in favor of this?
My argument in favor is that if, in fact, there is some horrendous crime that happens where a child is abused like that, and the family is not going to be able to give her, you know, whatever permission that she needs to get an abortion, she doesn't belong in that family anyway. She needs to go to a service that gets her out of that family where she doesn't have that.
You don't have that time. What planet are you living in? You've got the clock is ticking for a successful abortion. You don't have the time to do that.
3 months to get an abortion.
Not in all cases, Corey. How old are you?
I'm 25.
You're 25? I hope, Corey, that you never get pregnant. That's really what I hope.
Yeah, I hope I never do either.
And I hope you don't get somebody who's underage. And I hope you don't get somebody who's underage pregnant either.
I hope not either. But
yeah.
I'm telling you that this rule does protect certain individuals.
Wait, what is the virtue of this particular rule? It certainly isn't there to protect the girl who got pregnant who's underage.
For a girl who needs help, and who needs support from her family.
Yeah, but what if she's not in a support? I'm maintaining to you that she's probably not in a supportive family, or let me just say to you, if you are in a supportive family, you don't need a law to make you discuss it. You don't need a law to make you discuss it with your family. If you are in a supportive family and you feel you can go to them, you don't need a law. And conversely, if you are not in a supportive family, that law is not going to make it happen.
There's still children that are afraid, and that are not getting them.
So why federalize this? Why make this a federal crime?
You're giving somebody who is underage, is giving that child over to that other person that's not their parents. So you're saying that you'd rather give your child, if that kid, Corey,
you know what? You don't have an argument to make. You're just sputtering. If that kid came out of a supportive family, you wouldn't have to legislate that they talk to their family. They would do it. And the assumption is that if a kid doesn't want to go to the family, it's most likely for reasons, meaning that there's not going to be any support there. I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-620-61320. What are your thoughts about that? Corey, you know, these 25-year-old guys, they're really all in favor of restricting women in every way they possibly can, don't you think? 349-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you, Enid. And you know what? Sometimes I really wish when I'm getting the traffic report and I'm getting updates, the crashes. I mean, how did they happen? Was it a woman driving? Was it a man driving? Are they using a cell phone? I would love to know because I would answer that question you just asked a minute ago. Starbuck Road, though, at Buckhorn, we do have a three-car crash there. And westbound 50 at Ritter, the two-car crash is stopping traffic. Otherwise, things are looking pretty good. Lows tonight, 59. Highs coming up, 89 tomorrow. We're at 78. And Enid Live continues on this wacky Wednesday at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Boxcar.
The internet. It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all these things that are going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal internet, that is you and me. You and me is in trouble. Tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag, is a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next, burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope.
The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
Hi, this is Jackie Schultz.
And Nisa Davis Hayden.
From the Studio Theater in downtown Sacramento.
And we need your support.
We have a great show at the theater, and we want to make a special offer to all of you AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel listeners. Our show is the Tony-nominated musical Pump Boys and Dinettes. Come see the show that audience members are saying will melt your troubles away.
Welcome to Highway 57, somewhere between Frog Level and Smyrna. It's 1982, and on one side of the road is a gas station run by four happy-go-lucky guys who provide service with a smile. Opposite, the Cup Sisters own the diner where fun is always on the menu.
The entire performance is filled with humor and song and transports the audience to a simpler, more relaxed time.
Each AM 1320 listener that mentions this ad gets $5 off their ticket. Pump Boys and Dinettes plays Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2 through October 8. Call the box office at 446-2668 or go to thestudiotheater.net.
We need your support.
We can't have you talking that way. It frightens the other children.
349-1320.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mama. I think the whole world's addicted to the drama. Only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism. But we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA. The Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how anger works and operates. Then you gotta have love that you set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurting, hitting, crying. Practice what you preach, and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
6:31 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, and we're talking about the fact that the House passed an abortion bill on minors. If you are a minor, living in a state that requires you to obtain parental consent in order to have a termination of your pregnancy, in order to have an abortion, should you accompany such a minor who is assuming that minor is unable to get parental consent or hasn't asked for it, should you accompany such a minor across state lines for the purposes of an abortion? You and as an adult, this would be a federal crime under a bill that the House passed on a vote of 264 to 153, which probably means there were Democrats in there helping to pass this along. What are your thoughts about this? I think this is draconian. I think this is domestic. This is just another example of domestic terrorism. If you think that you can legislate kids talking to their parents about things like this, forget about it. And then making it a federal crime if an adult accompanies a child, an underage child across the state line for purposes of obtaining an abortion because the home state requires parental notification. Really, I think this administration is guilty of terrorist activity in that regard. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Anna in SAC. Hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Enid. I just have a few, I could go on for hours on this particular subject. I teach high school.
Yes.
And I deal with young ladies all the time who have gotten themselves pregnant. And there are so many reasons why these girls find themselves in those situations. They don't have a good home life. And so if you had a good relationship with your parents, then your parents would be taking you to the abortion clinic. But it's all of those kids, which is a huge percentage of them, that have a poor relationship with their parents or their step-parents. And so who can they turn to in order to take them to, you know, and talk to them about an abortion?
What year high school do you teach, Anna?
Well, I'm a math teacher, and so I teach all grade levels.
Okay.
And
so if somebody like you accompanied one of these students living in a state where you needed parental notification if you were underage, if you accompanied that young woman across state lines in order to obtain an appointment at the clinic, you would be committing a federal crime. And I don't know what the punishment is for it, but a federal crime doesn't sound too perky to me.
Well, that would be enough to lose my job, too. But besides that, I have a huge problem with anyone trying to legislate abortion. That's no one's business but the woman or girl who is pregnant. No one should be, if you don't believe in abortion, don't have one, you know? Don't tell me what to do with my body.
But it's all these guys calling in, and some of you are mad at me because you think I'm not giving the anti-abortion side enough time to talk, so I'll try to be better about that. But, I mean, some of these arguments are so preposterous that I lose patience with it.
Oh, I lose patience with them, too, because as far as I'm concerned, no man should have an opinion about an abortion because they can't get pregnant. And until they can be physically in that position, they have no right to say anything.
Anna, I thank you for the call. Good points. 349-1320, 866-620, 613-20. Cynthia in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Enid. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call. And that woman's last comment really leads into what I want to say. I've always had this secret wish, okay, or secret hope that, I'll tell you. I saw Ted Turner on Letterman last night, and this has made my hope or my secret wish a reality. He said the most wonderful thing last night, and this is kind of far out, but still it's a wonderful thing. He said that no men should be allowed to be in politics anywhere in the world for at least 100 years.
He said this?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
I cheered.
Wait a minute. There's research that came out today. I don't know if you listened. We talked about it earlier. Too much testosterone kills brain cells. So maybe...
No, but he gave an example which even broadened it even made it so much more real for me, this whole thing. He said, yes, he said, men should be phased out. No men should be allowed to apply for political positions. It all should be women. He said, if women were the leaders of the world, they would not put money into war or military. They would put money into health care, children, education, the welfare of the world. And I tell you, I was thrilled when he said that. I thought that made the whole idea so real for me. And I just, you know, it is the woman's last comment. No man should be allowed. And then the peacekeepers are coming in next week. All this draconian male stuff is coming out, and it's going to be disastrous for the earth and for the world and for humankind. You know, men cannot.
Well, but not all men. We can't say all men.
We
can't say all women are fabulous. Look at Patricia Dunn Packard, and she had to resign because they were spying on the board of directors.
You know, I think she had testosterone somewhere. But I just want to say one last
thing. You think she had what? What did you say? You think she had what somewhere?
Too much testosterone. I don't know what's wrong with
killed
women.
Off too many of her brain cells.
You know, there is a lot of women who... But he said that women couldn't do any worse than men.
Well, on that, you know, here, you know what Bella Abzug once said? She was a legislator and a great feminist who wore hats all the time. She said, we will know that equality has arrived when women are allowed to be as mediocre as men. So I like that. Thank you very much for the call, Cynthia. I appreciate it. 349-1320, 866-620, 613-20. So here we have it. The House has passed an abortion bill saying that if you accompany a minor out of state, to have an abortion in a state where the minor lives, the minor is coming from a state that requires parental notification, and the minor is going out of state in order to have this abortion where there is no parental notification required. If you accompany, you as an adult, accompany this minor, it's a federal crime. According to the House passed this bill. Now, it hasn't reconciled with the Senate version, but eventually they're going to try and do that. I really hope that this fails. I just think this victimizes people twice. 349-1320. And where are conservatives? Conservatives are always the people who believed in less government. How do you legislate conversations between teenagers and their parents? Good luck to you. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. We have a little breeze going on. Hopefully some precipitation on through the weekend. Tonight, lows 59 and highs tomorrow around 89. We're at 76. And our traffic is speeding back up a little bit here at 639 on this Wednesday. Looks like Fruit Ridge Road, southbound 99 and Fruit Ridge Road, our accident has been cleaned up there. All the way to Elk Grove Boulevard, it's back up to about 60, 65 miles per hour, I hear tell. Sunset Boulevard to Pacific, we have a three car crash there. And southbound 99, Sutterville Road, there's a crash, but not slowing things down on the right-hand side and no injuries. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Anti-war. Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. Now, Kaida Sell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw, you might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area. So stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and, of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out of it. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
This is an AM 1320 Left Channel Action Calendar. Help preserve open space in our region by attending the Sacramento Valley Conservancy's annual Treasures of the Valley event on Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center, 6000 J Street. This fun evening spotlights local artists and includes a live and silent auction. You'll also be treated to great food, wine and beer, and jazz featuring Shake Don't Stir. Treasures of the Valley supports the Sacramento Valley Conservancy, the award-winning nonprofit land trust that is committed to preserving the beauty, character, and diversity of the Sacramento Valley landscape. That's Treasures of the Valley, Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center. For more information, go to SacramentoValleyConservancy.org or call 916-731-8798.
More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
Six 6:43 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. We're talking about the fact that the House has passed an abortion bill on minors. Accompanying a minor across the state line to obtain an abortion and avoid parental notification in the girl's home state would become a federal crime under a bill the House passed on a vote of 264 to 153. Fortunately, it hasn't been able to be reconciled with the Senate version, which is, I think, less restrictive. But nonetheless, this is terrible news. What are your thoughts about this? 349-1320, 866-620-61320. Victimizes a young girl twice, is my view. Laura, in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Laura.
Oh, hi. Yes, I was responding to the... I heard one of your callers talk earlier about girls who get themselves pregnant, and I know that's an unfortunate expression that everybody uses, but the fact is that girls get pregnant with the help of healthy and willing young men, and I'm really wondering what that 25-year-old guy is doing to address the fact that young men cause unwanted pregnancies, and instead of focusing on, you know, controlling women's behavior and controlling women's sexuality, what are they doing to make young men more responsible and to prevent unwanted pregnancies?
Oh, well, wait a minute. If they're going to make it a federal crime if you accompany a young girl to another state to...
They should make it a federal crime for a guy to get a girl pregnant.
I like that. Oh, well, the jails are going to be fuller than usual.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, that's the other half. What is, you know, the religious right or anybody else doing to address that part? It's not just the girl that gets pregnant, you know.
You mean it's not an immaculate deception?
Well...
You mean she's got help with this? This wasn't a one-person operation? This wasn't sex for one? Oh, okay, Laura. All right, I think this is an excellent suggestion, and I thank you very much. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. What we're talking about is this amazing piece of legislation that it's going to try to legislate girls talking to their parents when apparently it's not trying to get consent, when apparently it's not in the cards, or it's a difficult household, or it's a bad household, or maybe even the stepfather is the culprit. Mary in El Dorado Hills. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Enid. I have to tell you, this makes me so angry. This is one of the topics that I teach, and I know the stats on teen pregnancies. And when the girls in California, 15 and above, that are minors, that's 15 to 17, and get pregnant, 3 out of 4 times the father is 18 or older, and like on up 20, 21, 25, and that's a felony. How about we do something about enforcing the darn laws we have?
Is it a felony? Because the girls are underage? Is that the story?
Yes.
So what if anyone were to prosecute? What would be the punishment?
And no one. It doesn't happen. Nobody bothers. They just all want to keep saying, "Oh yeah, the girl got herself pregnant." But those numbers are from the state of California.
So give me the numbers again. Give us those numbers.
When the girls are between the ages of 15 and 17, 3 out of 4 of those pregnancies. Are the dads are 18 and older. And in fact, I think it's 20 and older, but I don't have it in front of me. I'm in my car.
What typically happens when these girls get pregnant? Do they terminate the pregnancies, or if you were looking at percentages, do they terminate these pregnancies, or do these girls wind up having the children?
I don't know the answer to that.
Wow.
I don't. Sorry.
I think your point is an excellent point. But what they want to do is they want to criminalize the abortion, essentially. It's just a sort of a backdoor way of doing it. So if you happen to accompany one of these scared and vulnerable young women to the facility and it's out of state, you're in trouble.
I just get tired of hearing the girls being blamed for it. It's always, what are we going to do about teen pregnancy and those girls that get pregnant? What are we going to do about the men that are impregnating them?
There you go. I like that. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, Jen in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Enid. I just have to say that other caller, I'm sure that she has some facts, but in actuality, there are plenty of young men that are actually going to jail and prison, and what irritates me is that you have a situation where a young girl may be involved with a boy, and if her parents don't like the situation or if they break up, then they go after the boy, and he ends up with his life ruined because the young girl has gotten pregnant. Now, it's not her fault, and it's not his fault. It is the responsibility of parents to instill in their children that, yes, You may have urges, but you need to refrain. And it's not just about the boy, and it's not about the girl. But the boys should not lose their whole livelihood.
How are the boys losing their livelihoods?
They go to jail. There's a serious situation right now with a young man. He was actually in the service, but he had been going with a young girl for a long time, and they were only like 3 years apart. Well, when he came home from the service,
but was she underage?
She was underage, but he had just turned 18. She was 16 and a half, but they had been going together since she was 15, and it was okay with her parents. But once there was an issue with the boy, the parents with the boy, they sent the police after him, and then that boy ended up going to jail, and now he's listed as a sex offender because he was with this girl, but they had been together for years. And so we need to now say enough already with promiscuity with boys and girls. And either if you're going to be involved like that, I'm sorry, but you're going to be hitched, and that's the end of it.
What if you do you have teenage kids, Jen?
I do. I have a daughter, and guess what? Education first, boyfriends later.
How old is your daughter?
She's 16, going to be 17.
How are you dealing with it when they're teenagers? You know, good luck. How are you dealing with it?
It starts in the beginning. It starts very early. It starts with you saying, no, you can't get your nails done. No, you can't get your hair done. No, you don't need to wear makeup. You're too young. And people need to start very early and carry it on. I'm a single mother. So they can't even say, well, you know, I didn't have a father around or I didn't have a man around. You can do it, but you have to start early and instill in them that that is not the way to go.
And apparently you were successful with your own daughter.
Stand to that.
Well, I am delighted to hear that. Good for you. We applaud you. It's not an easy task. And I think a lot of parents do the easy thing because it's so complicated.
Exactly.
And that they feel so guilty not being around that they ply their kids with too many yeses and too many gifts.
Yes. And too much free time and too much time alone. And that's how they get in trouble because the young girls, it's not their fault. We women lead with our hearts. And that's the problem. You know, you think that you're in love, but love does not necessarily mean having sex. It means saying, you know, we can be good friends, and then maybe later we can do that. But everybody has to take responsibility, and jail time for these young boys is not the answer because then their whole life is ruined. And then to be labeled as a sex offender just because you were involved, that is just so awful. We got to stop all of this crazy.
Jen, I thank you for the call. Good points. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you so much, Enid. On this Wednesday, we do have a little bit of traffic going on the southbound 99. Southbound I-5 by J Street. Looks like a two-car crash there. Northbound I-5 just north of northbound 113. That disabled vehicle stopping traffic, a two-car crash. We have a winding way in Windmill Way. And it looks like, what's the vehicle coming up? That's about it. Good. The traffic's looking good on this Wednesday at 651, 75, and Enid Live continues at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever.
Cash Creek Casino Resort.
AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel and Freedom from War, invite you to take part in a week of education and entertainment. The first annual Week of Peace is Sunday, October 1st through Saturday, October 7th. The week includes daily events, including a Peace Awards dinner, the screening of the extraordinary film Beyond Treason, a panel discussion on peace featuring congressional candidates, a jazz mixer, and more. The Week of Peace is a unique opportunity to explore with others the realization of a world of nonviolence, peace, and social justice. For more information, log on to freedomfromwar.org or go to the events page at 1320leftchannel.com. Find out how you can purchase a passport to all of the events with your $50 donation going to your favorite peace organization. So join AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel and Freedom from War and stand up for peace by taking part in Peace Week, October 1st through October 7th.
You can talk to Enid at 349-1320.
In the waning moments of the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours for just a few minutes more until 7 o'clock. And we began the broadcast. Here's what we've been talking about, this law that would criminalize, it would be a federal crime if you accompanied a minor to get an abortion in a state, not her home state, the home state that would require parental notification. I think that's just an amazing piece of legislation. I mean, this is the stuff that they are up to. You know, they can't protect us. You know, you got a president having religious discussions with his hairdryer. He thinks God is talking to him through his hairdryer. Everything they've done has been wrong. And, you know, somebody had done an analysis of Dick Cheney's decisions before he became vice president, when he was running Halliburton. And if you had done the opposite of what Dick Cheney did, as head of Halliburton, guess what? You would have had a better outcome. You would have had a more successful outcome. They made it sound like these people were so smart and they were such great chief executives, and they were not. I just got this. One of the things we opened the broadcast with is that there's new polling out on Phil versus Arnold, and Phil's lead is, Phil's, the point spread between them is gaining. In other words, Arnold now is, ahead of Phil by about 17 points in one poll, a little bit less in another. And I just got this from Alex, and he's all been out of shape. And he says, consider using an accurate and optimistic point of view about Phil's chances, thank you. And then he says that the new field poll has been released, and it shows a much more reasonable lead for Arnold, 10 points. I don't know if that's so or not. I misplaced my field poll. It's somewhere. He said, as I've frequently said, the field poll is the best poll on California elections, but he says that an interesting number also comes from this poll. 67% of voters think that Arnold will win the election. And Alex says it looks like the media has done its job on this one, convincing the world that it's over before it started. Well, folks, he's saying it ain't over. A few encouraging points. He goes on to say that Arnold is still languishing well below 50%, currently at 44%, while Angelides has 34%. Arnold has all the media coverage he could ever want, and he still can't get 50%, and that's not a good sign for the greatest superstar governor ever. But I think he has more than 50%.